and welcome to Camden County Football 2022 officially. Jason Bishop along with Lawton Tesson, our statistician Jerry Middleton, where tonight your Camden County Wildcats will host the Columbia Eagles from up in Decatur, Georgia, around the Atlanta area. We saw this team last year, Lawton, and the game got called at the half. We were up comfortably 31-0 after one half of play before Lightning ended that game early.
Yeah, bad weather put a stop to it. And they kind of rebound after that game. I think they made the playoff in 2A.
That's absolutely right. The pregame show is brought to you by TDS Telecom and by Summit Sports Medicine. You're absolutely right. This team finished last year 8-4. They made the playoffs as a 4 seed out of their region, and they won a first-round playoff game, upsetting a 1 seed in Elberton County, up in Elberton around Athens. And then they got knocked out by Swainsboro, who eventually exited the AA playoffs in the Final Four to the Swainsboro Tigers.
They did. And before we get started, let's wish our statistician a happy birthday today. The young man turned 71. I know you can't believe it.
17, I thought.
It was.
Happy birthday, Jerry. Our Camden County Wildcats, of course, coming off a scrimmage win last week where the varsity after three quarters was up 43-0. Of course, we put in some of the backups, get those guys some playing time, and the final score overall 50-22 as we knock off the Ashley Ridge folks from Somerville, South Carolina last week. Very great facility, very pretty facility, nice folks, but it sure is nice to be home in the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium.
Yeah, back here in the hot box, maybe we lose some weight sweating tonight.
All right. Well, we'll step away for 2 minutes, and on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more about your Camden County Wildcats. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the
they've
Wildcats.
They've got the kickoff countdown at 28 minutes. So apparently they did push the game back 30 minutes.
Internet, TV, and phones. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
With a focus on reducing pain, restoring mobility, and improving
but they had light and it's 609 and they pushed it back.
Orthopedic surgery offers a wide range of
that makes no sense.
Services. From consult to treatment to recovery, our orthopedic experts offer comprehensive.
Did she give me this marker personally? So this is my marker, or is this I got to give it my marker?
Orthopedic surgery in Camden County is conveniently located on the first floor.
I'm so excited.
Georgia Health System.
This is an awesome marker.
At 206.
Do you know all the things I can do with this marker?
I know a couple things I wish you could do with
this marker. Or call us today at
912-576-6355.
Do what?
They want the two, and I give it to you.
912-576-6355.
Tessie said, would you like a marker? I said, give it to Jason, see how it erases.
Affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown
with
the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Go Wildcats!
This Camden County Wildcats football pregame.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Before we get any further into the broadcast, I would be remiss if I didn't give a big shout-out and thank you to James Ford, our producer back in the studio. Been with us all last year, going to be with us all this year. Fantastic job. Keeps us on cue, keeps us straight. Make sure that we bring you the best broadcast that we could possibly bring you. We can't do it without James Ford. Thank you, James.
Sounds like you owe him some money or something. What are you talking about?
James does a lot for you that you don't even know about, my friend.
Oh, I know James does a lot. He used to run the board for us when we done sports talk.
Okay.
James is the main cog up there at KBAY 106.3.
The Camden County Wildcats return to action this season in 2022. The 2021 season saw us get off to a hot start, starting the season 4-1. The second half of the season was not as kind to us as the first half was, as we finished the season on a 6-game losing streak. Tonight we hope to snap that losing streak. We finished 4-7, made the playoffs as a 4 seed out of Region 1-7A, and got eliminated in the first round up in Kennesaw to North Cobb, who had a quarterback that had committed to Miami, and he certainly looked the part last year in that playoff game.
He was good, and glad to be back here at Chris Gilman Stadium. Got a bunch of home games this year, folks. 7 home games.
Yeah.
3 away games, which one of them up there in Brunswick, which ain't that far away, and then Richmond Hill. And then we do go to over there to Moultrie one time, and that's our longest away game.
And again, you're listening to the pregame show sponsored by TDS Telecom and by Summit Sports Medicine. Yeah, the schedule is immensely favorable for the Wildcats. Tonight we host Columbia, and then next week we go on the road to Brunswick, and then we come back to the friendly confines of Chris Gilman to host Glenn Academy, and then we host Dave Christian, we host Somerset Academy, we host Atlantic Coast, and we get a bye. So the first part of the season, we are at home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of our first 6 games are right here at Chris Gilman Stadium, and as Lawton just told you, during that stretch, the furthest we're going is just 30 minutes up the road to Glenn County to play the Pirates of Brunswick High, which will be a very, very good football game. There are a lot of folks already chomping at the bit talking about that game, the Wildcats and the Pirates, next week. But we got to take care of business here this week in our home opener. Now, we get a bye after Atlantic Coast, Lawton, and then we go on the hill. We go on the road to Richmond Hill, and then, as you said, we'll go over to Colquitt, and then we're at home against Valdosta, and then we get a bye right before Lowndes to round out our season here at home.
And that fits us, I mean, getting those 2 byes. And a lot of teams only wind up with 1 bye, but Camden this year has 2.
Well, we had had 2 byes last year. It's just that we had 1 before region play started and then 1 the last week of the season where everybody else was playing. We were getting healthy for the playoffs was when our bye came right at the end of the year and before the playoffs actually started. So that's why on the schedule it only said, well, most folks only thought we had 1 bye. We actually did have 2. I like the way this sets up because there is a good chance that that Lowndes game at the end of the year could mean a whole heck of a lot as far as region championship, seeding, and maybe even knocking Lowndes out of the playoffs, as I am predicting Lowndes will not make the playoffs this year.
I see Lowndes as being the number 3 team in the region.
You could be right.
I don't know why, but I just do.
The reason I say that I don't like Lowndes to make the playoffs is, and I know that sounds crazy to most folks.
That quarterback left.
Yes, the quarterback went on to Miami. He graduated, and several of the receivers and the running back are gone too, so they've got a young football team down there. And then our region is brutal. It's us, Valdosta, Colquitt, and a very good and underrated Richmond Hill team, which showed you how good they were last week in their scrimmage, where they handled the Glenn Academy Red Terriers convincingly at Glenn County Stadium.
I got us playing Richmond Hill for the number 4 seed.
I think that we'll be playing the winner of the Valdosta game gets the 2 seed and a home game. I think that we're at worst a 2 seed in this region. That's what I'm predicting.
And I hope you're right. I really do. But I think that might be why Tessie give you that marker that you can erase.
I have an erasable marker in front of me. I guess we think that's funny.
No, because you always say, write this down.
Last year, as I mentioned, we went out in the first round of Cobb. We averaged 31 points a game, and we gave up 30. So we were scoring 31 and giving up 30. So we were, breaking even pretty much.
Yeah, well, it's hard to win some games when you're doing that. Especially when you won your first 4 and that averages in on your points.
You know what I found interesting is I mentioned last year we got off to a 4-1 start. In 2020, we did the same thing. We got off to a 4-1 start, and then in both seasons, the second half of the year, we struggled a little bit, and we were unable to duplicate the success in the second half of both of those seasons that we had in the first half.
And we've talked about the way I feel about that. I think a lot of teams like to play a little softer non-region schedule. But to me, I think the harder your schedule, the better you get.
I understand the thought process behind that, and I don't disagree with it. But what I will tell you is we played a brutal schedule last year.
Oh, we did?
And we finished 4-7. And, yes, at the end of the year, we played with Colquitt, and, yes, we played with Lowndes. But how good did we look any better when we went to play North Cobb up in Kennesaw? I don't know that we did. So
still made the same mistakes that we made in the first game and the last game.
Well, I just think that, you know, as far as a brutal schedule goes, I don't like having a brutal schedule, which is what we've had the last couple of years. I do like having some competition. I like this year's schedule. I really do. I think we've got some good non-region competition in the Florida schools. I think we've got some stout games against Glenn and Brunswick. Brunswick's very good. Glenn's really good, too. And then, of course, we get into what you call the meat and potatoes of the schedule with our region games, which those aren't cakewalks at all.
Now, folks, I figure 1-7A is toughest. To me, it's the toughest region in high school football.
It's up there. It's up there. I can't think of a tougher region off the top of my head either. It is brutal.
I mean, to play, to travel. I mean, you have to consider that. I mean, there's some schools in Atlanta, folks, that don't travel as much in one game as we do in one game as they do in their whole schedule.
I mean, that's fair. I'm not arguing that point because, I think you're right.
We figured it out one time. I mean, you tell somebody your closest region game is 130 miles, they look at you like you're crazy.
I want to issue an apology to two Camden County Wildcat players that I mispronounced. One kid, I mispronounced his name the entirety of last year, and the other kid, he was injured last year, so I didn't really have a chance to mispronounce his name, but the year before that, I mispronounced his name. I got with Coach Heron, and we sat down, and we went all over the pronunciations of the names, and I realized these two guys, to them and to their mamas, I owe them apologies.
What's your name?
And so, oh, give me a second. I'm getting there. And so, to...
Excuse me.
So, to these guys, I want to apologize. Sage Roche is not Sage Roche. That's what I've been calling him. It's Sage Roche. So,
really?
I apologize.
I apologize, too, because I didn't know it was...
It's Roche and Nick Pachote, who I've been calling Nick Pachote, is not Nick Pachote. His name is Nick Pachette. It's French.
Now, I thought one time we called him that, and they told us not to call him that. It was the other name.
I'm unaware of that situation.
Because we got it. We had it one year. We was calling him one thing, and then we went to the Pachote.
It is.
Folks, they got some names on this roster.
It is Pachette.
Pachette.
Okay. Well, we'll step away for 2 minutes. And on the other side, we'll talk about these Columbia Eagles that our Wildcats will be taking on tonight. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with ultimate...
Learn more or to schedule an appointment, call 912-576.org/summit.
For your TDS, understand the winning
10 seconds.
Thank you.
Touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We were supposed to have bad weather tonight, and apparently somebody forgot to inform the people that bring bad weather, because it is a gorgeous afternoon and evening here at Chris Gilman as the sun begins to set over the treetops, over the visiting stands. You got some floating clouds in the sky, some floating white clouds, and it's a blue sky behind them as we get ready for nightfall here.
And also, folks, they, for some reason, they kicked back the start of the game. We have, like, 16 minutes and 15 seconds for kickoff.
Originally scheduled to do a 15-minute postgame with you guys tonight for the first game. We will be here for the entire normal 30-minute pregame. And as Lon said, we got about under 16 minutes now before we get into kickoff. And remember, this is the pregame show brought to you by TDS Telecom and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about these Columbia Eagles. I mentioned they went 8-4 last year, and they made the playoffs as a 4 seed out of their region. And they gave up 21 points a game last year, and they scored 20. So they were like us. They were pretty much breaking even as far as points scored and given up. As I mentioned, 8-4, they beat Elberton. They beat Elbert County in Elberton in the first round of the playoffs. Elbert County was a 1 seed, and these Columbia Eagles were a 4 seed and went on the road and took a 1 seed out of the playoffs in the first round. For those of you that follow high school football, you know how difficult that is to do.
Oh, yeah, but it happens every now and then.
Every now and again. It's not common, but every now and again you will have a 4 seed go on the road and take out a region winner. Those are the folks that get those 1 seeds or the teams that won their region. This year, their region changes a little bit. They are in AA Region 6, and it is not an easy road for them. They have South Atlanta in that region. They have Lovett in that region, Pace Academy, Columbia, Washington, Terrell McNair, Kipp, Atlanta Collegiate, and Towers. So you look at that region, you certainly have South Atlanta and Lovett jump off the page to you.
That's who you're going over. That's who I heard.
Yep. So we'll see about how good these guys are. And again, when we played them early in the year, it looked like that they were trying to figure things out. And that's another thing I wanted to mention. When they came here and played us last year to start the season, they were a spread team. They had 3, 4, 5 receivers, but when they started to win games, they went to a wing T formation and got away from that spread and just trying to start running the football downhill, and that's when they started winning games.
A lot of times, believe it or not, I researched this one time.
Oh.
You know the easiest scheme to run if you are not real good at blocking and if you're young?
I'm sure you're going to inform me.
The wing T.
Okay. I think the formation of the wing T is really designed for folks, for teams that don't have
big blockers
and 6'4 receivers. You know, 6'4, 220 receivers that are being, you know, their door being knocked down to play at the next level. The wing T suits those guys perfectly. And momentarily, we will have the colors presented. Of course, when that happens, we will step away. Actually, let's just go ahead and step away now. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
TDS is proud to be.
That number again is 912-576-6355. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save money doing it, all you have to do is blush. It's Blush Boutique, the newest women's clothing store offering style with savings. At Blush, we have boutique apparel, handbags, sunglasses, shoes, and accessories with new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find a great range of sizes and styles at Blush Boutique, from ladies, junior, and plus sizes. You'll look so good, you're going to make them blush. Blush Boutique, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 5. Behind the brown bag in Kingsland, it's Blush Boutique.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning trick.
10 seconds. Coming to you in 4, 3, two, one, and you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, where your Camden County Wildcats will be hosting the Columbia Eagles out of Decatur, not Lake City, but out of Decatur up in Atlanta in a skosh over 10 minutes, 10 minutes and change before we have kickoff. Colors presented by the Camden County Band, and of course, as always, did a fantastic job.
Yeah, national anthem of the greatest country. Good to see our buddy out there, Chris Hodge. He helped us last year and kissed him. Remember when we couldn't see the clock and we didn't know how many seconds were left and all that? He was giving all us that. So,
Chris Hodge, I have a personal message for you. As far as the Camden County Quarterback Club hats go, you and I both share the same opinion that the trucker back is the best of the hats. I'm a fan of the trucker back. I heard you were a fan of the trucker back. You and I need to have lunch.
Man, you need to figure out what the trucker back is. Do you know? I don't either.
It's the mesh. It's the mesh back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not a solid hat.
Yeah, right. It's mesh across the back.
Okay.
That's a trucker hat.
Yeah, they get cooler.
Yeah. They keep your head cool. Yeah. Yep. And of course, the less hair you have, the cooler your head is.
I don't have a lot of hair. I used to.
I've seen pictures. You did have a lot of hair.
I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Hey, some games that we want to keep an eye on around Southeast Georgia for you tonight that we'll pass along scores time to time during the broadcast. Glenn Academy goes up and will head to Statesboro, Womack Field, where the Statesboro Blue Devils will host the Red Terrors. That's going to be a really good football game, and I think it will be an indicator of things to come for both of those squads for 2022.
That's what I was going to say for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That could be a coin toss.
Yeah, I agree.
If Glenn Academy learned anything from last week.
Glenn did not win either one of their scrimmages. They got beat by Wayne County 24-0 in the first scrimmage. The second scrimmage, Richmond Hill beat them, I believe, 31-16 was the final there. And Statesboro, who I've been super high on all offseason, they went to Candler County to play Metter last week in a scrimmage, and they came back 14-0 on the short end to the Metter Tigers, who are a single-A squad, and, of course, Statesboro is 5A. So a little bit of a shocker there. We'll see what transpires tonight between the Red Terriers and the Blue Devils. The Brunswick High Pirates are up at Glenn County Stadium between the Bricks, hosting Andrew Jackson out of Jacksonville. Brookwood will host the Frederica Academy Knights. Johnson of Savannah is at the Ship in Darien. MCA hosts them. Long will host Tombs. Tomorrow, North Miami will play Valdosta in a Georgia-Florida border war type deal. North Miami at Valdosta. Tipped area at Bullock Academy up in Statesboro in the GISA. That's a big, big game. That may determine who will get seeding as come playoff time as the two seed in all of GISA, as John Millage has pretty much had a stranglehold in the GISA division for the last two or three seasons. Actually, three or four. Last night, Liberty at Southeast Bullock, and that was a barn burner and a nail biter. Liberty turned out the win 33-29 over Southeast Bullock. Coffee at Tiff County tonight. That's a big one. Ware County at Appling tonight. Another one to pay attention to. Metter at Swainsboro. That's a game I'd like to find out about. Effingham at Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill, of course, a new addition to our region. Wayne goes over to Hinesville to play Bradwell. Charlton at Jeff Davis. The Indians will head to Hazelhurst to take on the Yellow Jackets of Jeff Davis. And probably the game of the week, I think, Lee at Warner Robins.
Yeah.
That's a way to kick off your season.
It is. And the Coffee Tiff game ain't bad.
Right. And
5A and 6A.
Another big one in the lower classification, Irwin at Fitzgerald tonight as well. So no shortage of big games. And by the way, also tomorrow, American Heritage at Lowndes and Colquitt will play at the Concrete Jungle, and they'll host Deerfield there in that Georgia-Florida border war type deal over in Valdosta that they're doing. So those are games that we like to keep an eye on. We'll pass along scores as we get them in tonight for those folks that love high school football, as Lawton Teston, Jason Bishop, and Jerry Middleton do.
They some good games right there that you just talked about. And can make some determinations early in the season.
Yeah. And I think for us, this is a really good game. Don't sleep on this team. I was down on the field earlier, and I was looking at Columbia. They've got size. They've got some guys that showed some speed running routes at receiver and out of the backfield and running back when they were running drills. I don't assume that the Wildcats are just going to blow this team out from start to finish. I think you're going to see Columbia put up a fight. Again, double-A school against a 7A school. We'll see if depth becomes an issue, and if it does, when it does.
I told Jerry for the game, we should win this one on nutrition.
Yeah.
No matter if you even up, nutrition will eventually take over, especially with the humidity the way it is tonight.
We're watching the band and the cheerleaders do their thing. Our Camden County Wildcats are huddled up in the south end zone watching the band. So what we're going to do, we're still 5 minutes and change away from kickoff, so we're going to step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Is proud to be part of Camden County and
here at Highland Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Highland, we are the time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Highland Bank, helping you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands...
10 seconds.
Score your own touchdown at the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and...
And to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here at Chris Gilman Stadium, where the Wildcats have come out from the banner.
That's our captain, 7, 21, 25, 71.
Okay, do you want to give me names?
No, go ahead, I'm going to get theirs.
Jake Lindsay, number 20 is number 7. Number 21 is Quan Floyd. Number 25 is Cameron Chandler. And number 71 is Christian Dallas for the Camden County Wildcats. Your starters tonight for the Wildcats: at left tackle, Caden Copeland. At left guard, Caden Thompson. At center, Zach Owens. Right guard, Tazio Rosso. Right tackle, Gavin Wright. Tight end, Cameron Chandler. Left halfback, Quan Floyd. At quarterback, Mason Robinson. At right halfback, Braden Ritz. At split end, Sage Roche. Punting for the Wildcats tonight, Gabe Kaysen. Your fullback will be Jaden Daly. Your place kicker, also Gabe Kaysen. Long snapper, Wyatt Rubinoff. At defensive end for the Wildcats will be Dylan Hickenbottom. At nose, Christian Dallas. Also at defensive end, DeNigel Cooper. Outside linebacker, Nick Pichette. Inside linebacker, Cooper Thornhill. Jake Lindsay at safety. Jake Lindsay at inside linebacker. Outside linebacker, Ian Peterson. Corners, Shamarion Gibbs, Xavier Hosendorf and Tyree Young at corner. And then safeties, Jamar Lee Riddle and Shamarion Gibbs playing safety for the Wildcats. Lawton?
Their captains are Moore, number 50, number 7, Campbell, number 5, Torbett, number 3 is Roach, and number One is Morgan. We won the toss and deferred to the second half.
All right. Good news. A good start for the Camden County Wildcats in 2022. We did not have a whole lot of luck with the toss last year, that's for sure. We are a minute and change away, a minute two, a minute one, exactly 1 minute now from kickoff.
Actually, they lost the toss because they called it. So I guess that puts us winning it.
We're all huddled up around the 40-yard line. You have been listening to the pregame show, which was brought to you by TDS Telecom and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery.
And we appreciate y'all tuning us in. And remember to patronize our sponsors. Got a text, Woodbine Connection. Somebody turned the radio on for them. They up there listening at the barn.
Some lightning delays going on across southeast Georgia. Ware and Appling have been delayed by lightning, as well as Frederica and Brookwood. An early score, Brunswick already up 7-0 over Andrew Jackson. We're getting ready to kick off here at Chris Gilman. This kickoff was pushed back 15 minutes because we had a lightning delay earlier in the evening.
5-26 deep for them.
Royce Tolber to return, and number 26 is Roland Edwin for them. Dave Kaysen to kick things off for us, and we are just about set and ready to go here.
He done a great job last week.
He did. He kicked the ball very well. Absolutely. Here we go. There is the kick. It is a high end-over-end line drive that will push their returner back into the end zone as his ankles backpedal across the eye in Wildcats in our end zone, and they will come out to the 20-yard line to start their first drive. They are in white with orange helmets, and just picture those ugly orange helmets that the Florida Gators wear, same color. And then they've got like a neon orange numbers across the back, white pants. So white jerseys, white pants, neon orange numbers, and those off-color orange helmets is what Columbia comes out in. And they will set up shop at the 20. They're going to come out with a five-receiver set. Their quarterback's in the backfield all by himself.
Quarterback's number three.
Jaden Ball will play quarterback for them. He's listed as a junior athlete. Receiver goes in motion. They're going to hand it to him, and he gets tackled in the backfield, wrapped up and dropped. A loss of about 5 yards. They just tried to run the receiver across on a little jet sweep, and as soon as he took the football from the quarterback, we had three Camden County Wildcats in the backfield wrapping him up and pushing him backwards. They didn't give us the full five as far as the loss, but we did push them back 2 yards.
Whole left side of the line right there for the Cats on defense.
2nd and 13.
Nowhere to go.
This time they come out with four receivers. They'll split two to the far side and two to the near side. We show blitz. We bring it from the outside. They throw a slant over the middle, and we almost intercept the pass. Lindsay deflected it, and then Shamarion Gibbs almost one-handed that thing, and that would have been six if he could have pulled it in.
Yeah, no receiver right there in the area.
Well, they had a slant route that was heading over the middle of the field, and Lindsay deflected the football. 11-12, first quarter, no score. Columbia on their first drive of the game. It's 3rd and 13. The ball's inside their 20 to start with. Let's get loud here at Chris Gilman. 3rd and 13. Cowbells break out in the stands. Now we start making some noise. There's the snap. They're going to fake that little handoff on the jet sweep. Quarterback keeps it. He's over the 30. He's down the sideline. Now it's a foot race down the sideline to the end zone. Can we catch him?
Nope.
He's to the 10. And on a 3rd and 13 from their own 17-yard line, no flags on the field that I can see. They convert it not only for a first down but for a touchdown.
Yeah, everybody went for that running back and and he's done a good option, pulled it out of his belly and just took off untouched. Number three.
83 yards.
You can hear a pin drop.
You sure can. That was stunning. 83-yard run by the quarterback on a keeper.
17 to try the extra point. Ramirez.
There's the snap. The hold gets down. The kick is low, but it is good. So the Columbia Eagles stun us on the first drive of the game and go up 7-0. TDS is proud to be a part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker. For high-speed internet, TV, and phone, visit TDS Telecom to learn more. Get TDS, let TDS get you in the game, and let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Buddy Rent's Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rent's Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rent's, 107 Kings Bay Road.
Here is to kick it off.
The Camden County Wildcat first
stand by. Coming to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Ramirez to kick the ball back to us. 10:59 to go. Columbia scores on their first possession of the football game. It's a low watermelon kick. We'll take it off a couple bounces at the 20. Looking for some running room. And we will get it back to the 40-yard line before a whole host of white jerseys just topple on top of our returner.
Number two on the return for the Cats, Ridley.
Jamarley Riddle. 10:52 to go. We'll take the first possession of the game offensively for our Wildcats, trailing 7-0 after an 83-yard touchdown run by their quarterback.
Let's see how they respond.
Jaden Baugh. We had them 3rd and 13. They faked a jet sweep. Quarterback kept it and was gone. We'll come out in the wing T. We've got Roche split out wide. Riddle goes in motion. We'll hand it off. Look, I believe Daquan Floyd. We might have lost a yard.
Yeah, 15. Nowhere to go.
Jaden Daly was the ball carrier.
Number 19 came up to make that tackle. Jefferson.
Sophomore defensive end for Columbia.
Got a good spot. They said no gain instead of losing.
Yeah, we did get a good spot because we lost yardage there.
Yeah.
We'll run the same formation. We're just going to flip it. Roche this time split out in front of the Camden bench outside the hash mark. Camden coaches out on the field trying to change the play. Mason Robinson gets it. Jaden Daly will move a couple of feet from his left to his right. We got two guys moving at the same time. That happened a ton last year. We did it again. Flags come flying from every which direction. Two guys in the backfield moving at the same time.
Same play from last year.
10:06. We'll be penalized for it, I'm sure. With the mark off, we were 2nd and 10. So
they're probably going to take it to be 3rd and 10.
Well, we didn't run a play, so they've got to take the they got to take the yardage.
Move it dead.
So our 2nd and 10 turns to 2nd and 15. An inauspicious start here for the Wildcats so far.
Camden just broke the huddle with 12 men and didn't get a flag.
Cameron Chandler comes running off the field.
And now again, we move again, 2 men.
And again, we had 2 men moving in the backfield. 9:53, so 2nd and 10 to 2nd and 15, and now 2nd and 20. Going the wrong direction. We looked great on penalties last week in Somerville. We didn't have very many. Mason Robinson gets the play from the sideline. Now he'll jog back to the huddle. The ball is placed at the 31-yard line. We got to get to the 49 in our territory.
Mason, I think we had over 100 yards last week. My memory serves.
There's the snap. We'll give the ball off to the right side, and we might have picked up 3 or 4 yards on the handoff. Jaden Daly on the carry.
55 came up there and put a stop to it.
Roche checks into the ball game with a 3rd and 16.
Colbert.
Let's see if we throw him the ball or if we stay conservative here and just try to run on a 3rd and forever. We got 3 receivers in the game, 2 the near side, 1 of the far. There's the snap. We're going to run a little option, and it's a little crisscross trap almost. Give the ball back to Daly, coming back across as the quarterback went one way, the fullback went the other. Robinson gave to Daly, but he's not close. He didn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage.
And the middle linebacker stayed home and made the play.
Ball's at the 39-yard line. We'll punt on our first possession.
Number 4, Williams, on that tackle, stayed home, and that was his area to cover, and he stayed right there.
Aiden Tesh comes out to punt for the Wildcats. 8:21. It's 7-0 Columbia here.
You got number 4 and number 5 deep for them. Tolbert and Williams.
Thank you, Lawton. There's the snap. No pressure at all. Tesh kicks a high kick, a wobbly kick, but man, that thing get high. It bounces sideways, and then it will take a Columbia bounce around the 30-yard line. They'll get it about the 32 or 33. Pretty decent starting field position for the Eagles.
Yeah, that ball took a weird bounce on that carpet.
7:59. They've had one offensive possession. They scored on a long touchdown run. We punted on ours.
They had 3 penalties, or 2 penalties to hurt us.
For sure. Well, and I guess it's okay for me to take off my press pass since we already are in the booth.
I just thought you liked wearing it. Can I put on there, if lost, return to the booth?
Yes.
Return to Jerry Milton.
They'll come out with 5 receivers. They'll run that little screen, that speed sweep, and they're going to get maybe 3 yards, close to the 40-yard line. I'm going to say the 37, maybe 38, before we get the ball carried to the ground.
Torbett on that last carry for him, number 5.
Thank you, Lawton.
Number 71, Dallas, on that tackle. Big nose guard.
A little confusion defensively for the Wildcats. We line up on one side. Now we're flipping.
Half the defense.
Yes. This time the quarterback will fake that sweep and he'll hold on to it. That's the play they scored on the last time. This time we're up to the challenge. Tyree Young in on the tackle. Cooper Thornhill, Christian Dallas, all right there to assist with the tackle, not to leave out Jamarley Riddle as well.
One guy missed the block for them and set up that play to just self-destruct.
It'll bring up a 3rd and medium. I'll say 3rd and 6. Last time they converted a 3rd and 13.
Yeah, for 83 yards.
Yeah, touchdown. We're under 7 minutes now in the first quarter. It's 7-0 Columbia. 4 receivers this time. Running back in the backfield with the quarterback. Claps his hands. There's a snap. He's going to roll to his left. Looks to throw, and it is complete at the 45. Turns up the field to the 50. To our side of the 40. To our side, the 50 to the 40, over the 40. We finally get them down about a 38-yard line. It's a 1st down for Columbia.
That was number 3 catching the ball. I think the quarterback then was number 1, Morgan.
Now, Elijah Morgan is listed as their quarterback.
Yeah, I think he came in and threw that pass to number 3 that time.
5-1, 180. They'll put the ball at the 38-yard line.
Number 1 still in there at quarterback.
Sure, go ahead. No, it's fine. 4 receivers. Receiver goes in motion from left to right. They're going to hand the ball straight up the middle. They're going to get about 3 yards before Jake Lindsey comes up and takes the ball carrier down, hitting him in the pads.
Number 40 on that tackle for the Cats.
And they'll give him 2 yards officially. Christian Dallas checks into the game for the Wildcats.
Cooper on that last tackle. Tolbert on that last carry, number 5.
5:40 to go, 7-0 Columbia. They're in their 2nd possession. They've got the ball in our territory.
And moving it.
A four receivers. They stack both of them on each side. Hand off to the running back straight up the middle. He'll spin off a tackle. He's going to get about 3 yards. That'll bring up a third and about five. Jake Lindsey in on the tackle again.
Number 20 on that carry for him. George.
Amari George. Freshman running back, 5'6", 155.
Yeah, he's a load.
Third and five. They've got to get the ball to the 27 for a first. They'll come out with four receivers. They're going to split two to each side.
Morgan changing the play.
There's the snap. Drops the throw. He will throw down the middle of the field and overthrew everybody. Incomplete. The ball bounces harmlessly through the back of the end zone. That'll bring up a fourth and five. I was watching their field goal kicker, Lawton, before the game in the pregame, and he was struggling making long kicks.
Yeah.
So let's see what they decide to do here.
That was intended for number three, Burks, and had him open, just overthrew him on a slant.
Fourth and five, their offense stays on the field. They break huddle. They're going to try and go for this or try to draw us off sides, one or the other.
Well, you're 2:18, nothing to lose.
4:33 to go in the first quarter. They're already up 7-0. They're trying to add some more points. Guy goes in motion. There's the snap. Quarterback to throw right at the sticks. Caught. First down. First down at the 25. We hit him immediately after the catch. Xavier Holzendorf comes up, but a big pass and catch, and Columbia will keep the drive going. They convert a fourth and five.
Yeah, pass to number Campbell, number seven. I mean, wasn't even close. I mean, had soft coverage on there. All it was a pitch and catch.
He just ran to the marker and stopped.
Yeah.
Throw me the ball.
Get a new set of downs. 14 to go right here in the first quarter.
We're trying to keep these guys out of the end zone for taking a two-touchdown lead on us. They'll come out with three receivers this time. There's the snap. They're going to give the ball straight up the middle, and they will plow forward through a big pile of white and dark blue jerseys. He's going to pick up about four on the carry. I believe that was Tolbert.
Yeah, number five is going right up the middle. Number 77 on the tackle for Camden Hickenbottom.
.330 to go in the first quarter. They're up 7-0. They're knocking at the door. It's a second and seven. They got to get the ball over the 14 for a first. Excuse me, over the 16. There's the snap. Quarterback's going to keep it. We've got it defended. He breaks two tackles. He split two defenders. We had him sewn up in the backfield for a loss. He split the defenders and pushed it all the way to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, Morgan pretty close to a first down. They give him four spots. He's a yard short. Number one that time, Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. They put it down at the 16. It's third and a yard?
Yeah.
Okay. Third and a yard. Ball just outside the 16. Hoping for a big stop here from our Wildcat defense. We show blitz from the left side at linebacker. See if we bring it. We do. They hand the ball up the middle. Runs into a pile of Wildcats. Let's see where they spot the ball, and they're going to spot it over the 15-yard line. That will be a first down. Columbia keeps the drive alive.
Yeah, that big number five, Tolbert. He's a load, folks.
I thought he got stopped at the 15. The officials put the ball down at the 14.
He did. The first contact was there, but he kept them legs going and pushed them on back some.
This quarter has been dominated by Columbia.
Yeah, we ran three plays so far. Counting the punt.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're already down 7-0. Columbia's knocking on the door to take a two-touchdown lead here. See if we can't bow our necks here. Three receivers set for Columbia. Officials blow the whistle and stop play. Let's see who took it. Timeout.
Camden. If you ever notice, Aaron takes all his timeouts on defense.
Salon Elapar Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find Radiant Style and Serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatment, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Elapar Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. You can find them on Facebook. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
The Okie Fanoke Rural Electric Membership Corporation offers more than dependable electrical energy at a competitive price. Quality services provided by a friendly and professional staff trained to meet all your electrical power needs, residential, commercial.
I'm going to play a legal ID after the spot.
Yeah, I just asked.
The marketing representative at 1-800-262-5131. Okie Fanoke Rural Electric Membership.
James, did you hear the nice things I said about you earlier?
A proud supporter of this year's Wildcat Football Radio broadcast.
You're listening to exciting Camden County Wildcat football on KBAY 106.3. WKBX Kingsley.
Coming back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
First and 10 for the Columbia Eagles. Ball's inside the 15-yard line. They're trying to take a 2-touchdown lead on our Wildcats here. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball straight up the middle. He'll push the pile forward to about the 5, excuse me, to about the 11.
That was number 26 on the carry.
Gain of 3 yards. Roland Edwin, senior running back, 6 foot, 225. He's the biggest of the group. Clock says a minute 20 now in the first quarter. Second and 7 officially for Columbia. Those numbers on their backs, that neon orange, a little tough to see from the booth.
It is.
There's the snap. They're going to roll their quarterback to the left. A little option. They pitch it. We're all over it. And he outruns our defensive end to the sideline. He is able to turn the corner and pick up about 4 before the safety has to come up and knock him out of bounds. Once again, had him sewn up in the backfield, turned on the jets, and outran the angle to give up positive yardage. A flag came flying in from behind the play, I believe.
That was number 6 on that last carry. Williams. Showed good speed then.
Denari Williams, first time we called his name, senior wide receiver. I think they're going to call a hold against, hold against Columbia. That would explain how he was able to get to the corner.
Yeah, but it don't explain where the flag was threw at, though.
They'll put the ball at the 20-yard line. It's second and 15. Got to get over the 5 for a first.
Yeah.
38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Man in motion from left to right. The snap, quarterback to throw. He'll one toward the end zone, double covered, and off his receiver's fingertips at the back pylon, incomplete.
Intended for number 3.
Xavier Holzendorf on the coverage for the Wildcats. Jaden Baugh.
Yeah. Just overthrew him.
The kid that started at quarterback.
Yeah, he was. Let him be light.
A third and 15. So far, third down has meant nothing to Columbia. They've converted every single one they've had.
They have.
With the exception of the play, the one they didn't get, that they got on fourth down. We have yet to stop them, is my point. Third and 15. They get the ball to the 5. It's a first. There's the snap. Quarterback rolls. He's in trouble. We grab him by his jersey. He's still trying to fight. Here comes some help, and we get him down at the 40-yard line.
Big play by number 40 for the Cats. Cooper right there to make the play.
Grabbed a hold of his jersey and would not let go until reinforcements arrived. Quarterback kept trying to struggle. The more he struggled, the more Cooper kept pushing him backwards. That's the end of the first quarter. By the way, they spot the ball all the way back at the 39. Fourth down from the 39. That takes them completely out of field goal range. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcat football team, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com. And let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
George's Own Credit Union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years. That's banking on purpose. At George's Own, you'll get better rates, fewer and lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
Listen for the KBay 106.3.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, we have pushed them into a fourth and Waverly.
Long way.
7-0. They lead things. It's a fourth and 35. They've got their offense on the field. They're going to try and go for this. They've got to get the ball to the 15. The ball is spotted at the 39.
And we playing
like excuse me, they got to get the ball to the 5. I apologize.
We're playing like a prevent defense.
There's the snap. The quarterback drops the throw. He's already under pressure. They're going to run a little screen. It is caught. We're already all over it, but he breaks a tackle. Still on his feet, pushing over the 30 to the 25, and we'll get him down there.
Number 5 on the reception.
Royce Tolbert.
Got a flag against us.
Flag all the way back at the 50 in the middle of the cat eye.
He roughing the passer.
That is a horrible penalty if that's the case, because that's an automatic first down.
That is it. And goes on the end of the play.
Personal foul on Camden, roughing the passer. Great googly moogly.
So what's that word?
Fourth and 35 turns into a first and 10. The ball will be inside the 15 at the 13, and we just gave them a free first down. We had them stopped, and we let them. Penalties so far have been the story. We're killing ourselves. 11:48. They've had the ball pretty much the entirety of the game. We might have had the ball maybe a minute and a half so far. We're 11:48 in the second quarter.
Let me give you some stats. They got 15 yards rushing, 106 passing, 121 total, 4 first downs, 1 penalty for 10 yards and 7 points.
Flag stopped the play. They had a receiver in motion, and he was wide open in the flat. We didn't cover him. Fortunately, the officials blew the whistles to stop the play, and I think it's either a timeout by them or a penalty. I don't see I do see a flag around the 15.
You want to hear the stats for Camden in the first quarter?
Sure.
8 yards rushing.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry Milton, the best statistician in the state. It's his birthday, 17.
I might put it in the whole United States.
First and 15 now. They've got to get the ball over the 4 for a first. The receiver goes in motion from left to right for them. There's the snap. Quarterback throws it. It's a screen. We try and fight up. They block it. Push us out. Reinforcements come. They didn't get very much, maybe 2 or 3 on the play. Good job of fighting through the blocks.
Trying to get – yeah, these numbers are hard to see.
2 or 3 yards past the original line of scrimmage.
Number 3 on that reception.
2nd and 8. They put the ball at the 11-yard line. We tick under. We are now under 11 minutes, ticking toward 10.5.
I think that middle screen a while ago they called was a good play call.
We're down 7-0. Columbia has held the football. They played keep away so far. This has been a long drive for them. They're trying to put points on the board. We're trying to keep them out. There's the snap. Quarterback hands it off straight up the middle. Running back plowing his feet, goes through a line of blue jerseys, and we're finally able to get him down close to the 5-yard line just outside.
Yeah, number 5, I think, well, they spotted him just on this side of it. I thought he got to the other side. Camden, number 40 on the tackle for Camden, number Cooper.
The ball's at the 6, but the marker's at the 8. Whatever. The ball's at the 6. They need 3 yards for first, so it's 3rd and 3. There's the snap. Quarterback gives straight up the middle. He'll plow close to the end zone. There's a big pileup right at the goal line, and we held him out at the 1, but it is another fresh set of downs for Columbia.
Yeah, that was that. Number 26, that big running back of theirs again.
9:29, 7-0 Columbia on top. The ball's at the 1. They're 1 yard away from taking a 2-touchdown lead over our Camden County Wildcats.
Everyone on that last carry kept driving and pushing us back.
There's the snap. Quarterback hands the ball straight up the middle. We stand him up right at the line. Whistles will blow the play dead. They lost about half a yard, maybe a full yard.
That time Cooper met him right there in the hole.
I hate to say this, but right now they're winning the war in the trenches. They're beating on the interior of our line. There's an official timeout, I believe. TDS is proud to be part of the Camden County Wildcats, a supporter of the Wildcats, a supporter. TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDS Telecom to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Let's go, Wildcats. We've got an injury timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBA 106.3.
When it comes to legal matters,
schedule an appointment. I agree. 912-510-6964. When the time comes to take the next step, the Ligon firm is here for you.
The Camden County Wildcat scoreboard changes.
Stand by, coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
I hate to tell y'all, but something bit me right in between that finger.
Oh.
So y'all be careful.
Be careful when we're trying to hold your hand. 9 minutes to go in the first half in the Frank Smith Classic, the Frank L. Smith Classic here at Chris Gilman. We trail this thing 7-0. They've got the ball, 2nd and goal from about the 1.5. We're trying to keep them out of the end zone. We tick under 9 minutes now. They come with 3 receivers. They got a running back in the backfield with the quarterback. There's the snap. They'll give the ball. Nope, quarterback keeps it, and he finds some running room. He breaks the plane. It will be a touchdown for Columbia. He barely got in, but he got in nonetheless.
Yeah, fake it. Number 26 off the right-hand side just turned around and went right there off the left. Got about 3 yards deep in the end zone before he got hit.
1 yard run.
By number one, Morgan.
By Elijah Morgan. And an 8:42 in the football game.
Folks, if you think you could hear a pin drop the first score, you can hear 2 drop now.
Columbia is on top of our Wildcats by 2 touchdowns. We've had the ball a total of 2 minutes in the football game. Maybe.
17 to kick.
There's the snap. It's high. They get it down. It's a low kick, and it does. No, he missed it. He missed it to the left. No good.
Ramirez misses it.
13-0, 8:42 to go in the second quarter. Salon Ella Par Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find radiance and style and serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatments, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the Boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Par Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. You can find them on Facebook. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Jessica Spinks, Associate Broker with Coastal Roots Realty, is your locally born and raised realtor with deep roots in the community and surrounding areas. Jessica specializes in helping buyers and sellers and is also a military relocation specialist. Her passion is helping you find your dream home. Let her sell your current home and begin the search for the next house you'll call home. Call Jessica Spinks today for any of your real estate needs. 912-674-6964. That's 912-674-6964.
Listen for the KBay 106.3.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We got a little bit of a stunner going on right now. Our Camden County Wildcats trail the AA Columbia Eagles 13-0, 8:42 to go in the half. We'll field the kickoff at the 20. Got some blocking over the 30. Down the sideline to the 40, to the 45, where they finally wrap us up with a host of white jerseys, and we'll take over near midfield.
Number two on that return.
Thank you, Lawton. That's Jamarley Riddle.
Riddle. Trying to get used to these 20-year-old eyes and a 70-year-old body.
Well, you had some eye surgery in the offseason, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a cataract and a laser.
Congratulations. You can finally see how handsome I am.
Yeah.
Said nobody ever.
All right, Camden's got to get rolling. We're behind 13-0.
This is a pressure-packed possession because this is only the second time we've gotten the ball. It's 8:35 to go in the first half. There's the snap. We'll give to Floyd over the right side, and he'll turn it up the middle, and he will pick up about six over midfield to the 46-yard line.
Number four, Williams on the tackle.
Quan Floyd, a kid that played defensive back most of the season last year. We've moved him to running back.
I think Canada's best hope to move the ball is go up tempo.
Quan Floyd in motion. We're going to give it to him again. This time they come up and they make the hit at the line of scrimmage, and we didn't get anything. We lost half a yard. No, we lost a full yard. Our second and four turns to third and five.
Big number 58 stepped in that hole.
Yeah, we tried that. We tried to run the same play. This time they were ready for it. 7:45 to go before halftime. Camden trails 13-0.
A lot of confusion on the sideline.
Riddle goes in motion. Robinson's going to throw the ball deep down the field. He's got Thornhill open, and it is fought.
Broke up.
And broken up. Thornhill and the defensive back fought for the football. The defensive back actually pulled it away from him and on the way down lost the ball with the collision to the ground. It was, as Lawton said, an interception, yeah, but he couldn't hold it on the way to the ground.
Running stride for stride. Williams was, and he's just a junior, 5'8", 190.
Excuse me, I said Thornhill. That was actually Braden Ritz, senior halfback.
Looks like either we're going to go for it or we're going to try to get him to jump offside with the ball on the 47-yard line.
Fourth and five. Let's see if we don't run that play where we act like we're going in motion and then stop. See if that causes them to jump.
I just hope two of our guys don't.
Nope, we're going to run a play. We're going to give it to Braden Ritz. He's fighting, fighting, fighting. He pushes forward right at the stick, lowers his head, lowers his shoulders, and boom, got the first down.
Yeah, he was short there to start with.
Braden Ritz, they call him Bama. They call him Bama because of plays like that. Physical, hard nose, put his helmet down, put his shoulders down right at the sticks, and got the first down. It's a Bennett Automotive Group first down, by the way. There's the snap. We give to Riddle over the right side, and he pushes the ball over the 45. Right at the 45 is actually where they're going to put it down. Gain of five. Gain of six.
Yeah, Williams on that last cycle. They're going to take a timeout. So.
Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcats, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com. And let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Have you noticed a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distressed low feelings, hopelessness, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities? Recognizing suicide awareness signs in teens can save a life. If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line, 1-800-715-4225. This message, sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia, DBHDD. Visit save.org 24/7.
Or text 741-741.
The Camden County.
Stand by, coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Second and 4 for our Wildcats, 6:56 to go before the half. We trail 13-0 to Columbia. Mason Robinson under center, Roche split out deep. Floyd goes in motion, will hand the ball to him. He runs up the back of one of his offensive linemen, and he might have gotten a yard.
Williams again, number 4. I think somebody ought to try to block number 4.
Cameron Chandler checks into the game for the Wildcats at tight end.
Big third down right here.
For sure. Third and 2 is what they're going to call it on the scoreboard. I'm going to say third and closer to 3.
Yeah, we.
Floyd fakes going in motion, and then we got him to move. That's the play I was talking about earlier. This time we draw him off sides. Floyd fakes going in motion, and it caused him to go over the line of scrimmage and jump. It'll be a free first down for our Wildcats. That's a Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats. We've had 2 Bennett Automotive score changes, by the way.
I don't know if it's when he goes in motion or the way Robinson does his head. Because he does his head to the side.
Regardless of what it is, it works. It puts the ball at the 27. It's a new set of downs. And finally, we get some offensive flow. It's not like we've had a bunch of opportunities. This is just our second possession of the whole football game. Floyd goes in motion. We're going to fake it to him. Instead, we get to Jaden Daly straight up the middle, and he is bottled up. And there's a big pile, and the pile is still standing as Daly was pushing the pile forward, close to the first down marker. They'll stop. With lack of forward progress, they'll stop the play right at the 20. He's about a yard short.
58 took, leading the way for them.
We said this last week. We'll say it again. Jaden Daly has gotten a lot stronger in the offseason.
Oh, yeah, and faster, I think.
Roche split out on the far hash mark right at it. Floyd goes in motion. We will give it to him. He's looking for a block. He'll get it over the 20 to the 17-yard line. It is a Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats. And finally, we're knocking on the door to put some points on the board. We're trailing 13-0. We tick toward 5 minutes to go. It's 5:09 officially.
Yeah, we found something on that right-hand side.
Mason, go ahead, Lawton.
We're running right there behind right, number 65.
Mason Robinson getting the play from the sideline. He's still getting the play. Taking all... a good long time, but we got plenty of time on the play clock. It still says 11 seconds. There's the snap. We're going to give to Floyd. He breaks a tackle in the backfield. Excuse me. We gave to Riddle. And he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, number 2 shot in and broke the play up.
And 44 finished off with a tackle, Orlando George.
Yeah, Bailey took him out of the rhythm right there. Junior. Luckily, we didn't lose a yard or 2.
Junior defensive end, 6'2", 210. Second and 10. We didn't get anything on the play.
4:10 to go right here in the second quarter.
Twilight begins to set in on Chris Gilman Stadium. There's the snap. Robinson rolls to his right. He's going to throw. He throws one to the end zone to the back corner, and he throws it well out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, had good pressure that time.
He completed the pass, but he completed it 4 yards out of bounds.
That big number 58 took was right there in his face. He's just a junior.
Pass was intended for Antonio Woods.
This has got to be wrong. They got him 5'1" at 250.
Yeah, that's a good point. Robinson jogs in from the sideline with a new play. 3:59. The clock is stopped at 3rd and 10, a critical 3rd and 10 for our Wildcats. We trail 13-0. There's the snap. We double reverse.
Number 20.
We're giving it to Ritz. He goes up the middle. He takes a shot. And he goes backwards. You don't often see that, but he took a shot right about the 8-yard line, excuse me, about the 12-yard line, and it knocked him backwards, and he went down right there. He's about 4 yards short, 5 yards short.
Yeah, number four, Dan Williams.
Fourth and five. The offense is on the field for the Wildcats. 333, 332 before halftime. We're going to go for this thing.
Trying to draw them off.
Yeah, we tried to draw them off. Riddle went in motion or fake going in motion. They didn't. They didn't bite.
Yeah, that time they pointed at the quarterback.
Let's see if we take time out and kick the field goal.
Yeah, we're just trying to run the play clock down.
Nope, we're going to run it. There's the snap. We go up the middle with Daly. He's swallowed in the backfield. He's not even going to come close, and we're going to turn the ball over on downs and get nothing.
Number four, Williams again.
We gave the ball to Daly. They blitzed from the linebacker spot. He had nowhere to go. 3:05. They stop us on fourth and five. We've only had two possessions. Obviously, that was our best one, and we get no points.
Yeah, 3:05, Cats behind, 13-0. And, folks, this is a shocker in the state of Georgia.
Absolutely. No one, including myself, thought that Columbia would be ahead 13-0 with 3 minutes to go before halftime at Chris Gilman Stadium against our Wildcats.
You notice a while ago we're going up tempo, we're moving the ball. We started taking our time. Stop moving the ball.
The ball's at the 14 for Columbia. That's where they'll start on offense. We need a big play out of our defense.
Yeah.
They'll go trip receivers to the near side of the field in front of the Camden bench. Snap to the quarterback. They run an option, little pitch out to the far side of the field. He turns the corner, still on his feet near the first down marker. Flag comes flying in, lands at the 30. We'll see what that's about. They're close to a first down. Might have gotten it.
At number five, he's big, and Torbert, he is strong and big.
I hope this is against them because
and fast.
I hope this is against them because if they didn't get the first, it'll be a second and short. Holding against Columbia, fantastic. Second and, well, we'll see. It'll be first and whatever. 2:57 to
be
go
about,
before the half.
It's going to be about 10, first and 10. Undoubtedly, it was held right over there at the end of the play. Actually, they gained about a half a yard. Half a yard.
Yeah, spot foul.
Which won't make. Why would you hold at the end of a play?
Here we go. They'll come back with trip receivers again to the near side, although they're inside the hash. Quarterback stands in the shotgun. He's got the running back standing beside him. There's the snap. They'll give the ball to the running back up the middle. He'll bounce it out to the left side. He takes a huge shot. Takes a huge shot from, I believe that was Jake Lindsey that put him on his backside.
No, it was number one for the Cats.
Okay, well, thanks for the correction. That's Shamarion Gibbs.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit him high, and the next thing you know, their ball carrier was sitting on his hiney.
Yeah, Williams tried to run the ball that number four. I just wish we'd have made the tackle and got up and come back to the huddle. But
a loss of a yard, second and 11. Clock says 2 minutes even before the half. They'll come out in that same formation.
Got to watch that quarterback, Morgan. He can throw the ball.
A little confusion with their offense with their backs in the backfield. Quarterback gets it set now. There's the snap. He's going to throw. They throw a screen. It is complete. We come in from an outside linebacker position. Stand him up. Here come the reinforcements. We'll just ride him out of bounds. He might have gotten a yard on the screen, maybe.
Number 15 rode him out of bounds for the Cats. Jayden. Good play. Daly.
Jayden Daly.
We got it.
Came from the middle of the field and got behind the blockers and just rode the ball receiver right out of bounds.
Camden calls timeout to try to get some points on the board.
TDS is proud to be a part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Let TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Here at Highman Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Highman, we are your time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Highman Bank, helping you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The Camden County Wildcat football pregame show and postgame wrap-up.
Coming to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We've got them in the 3rd and 9, a minute 32 before halftime. We trail 13-0. Third down has not mattered much to them so far.
We come in a prevent defense.
Lindsey shows blitzy backs out. There's a snap. Quarterback drops the throw. Whistle stop the play.
Safety 20 yards down the field for us.
False start on Columbia. Back them up 5 more, so their 3rd and 9 turns to 3rd and 14.
That time they flooded the left-hand side. Had one receiver going down the right-hand side. Let's see if they swap the play up.
The ball was placed just inside the 10-yard line. To get a first down, they have got to get it almost to the 25.
On this possession, they've been their own worst enemy. Penalties.
Here we go. Quarterback stands in the shotgun. He's got 4 receivers. We show blitz. We back out. I believe they jumped again. We show blitz, and I think they panicked and jumped. False start against Columbia. Back them up 5 more. 3rd and 14 to 3rd and 19. What was that one?
I started to say you might want to punt. They keep backing up.
They're running out of real estate.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Ball's placed at the 6.
Well, at least it'll be half the distance for the goal.
Actually, I take that back. They put it down inside the 5.
Yeah.
Third and 19. Quarterback stands in his own end zone now. Receiver goes in motion left to right. There's the snap. Quarterback looks to throw. He's in trouble. He bounces off one defender. Now he starts to run, and we're going to get him out of bounds around the 10-yard line. He wanted to throw the ball deep, but he didn't have time. We were all over him in the backfield, and he had to start running for his life to get out of the end zone to avoid the safety.
Had number 1 that time coming up to make the play for the Cats.
Jamarion Gibbs.
They should give his punter a little bit more room to work with.
They put the ball down at right at the 10-yard line, so he gained a half a yard. Punter stands in his own end zone, his feet between the D and the E in Camden.
Number 17 to punt for him.
2 back deep to return for us, Jake Lindsey and Riddle. There's the snap. We bring a little bit of pressure. It's a short, short kick, high and short. The ball will bounce at the 30, inside the 30, takes a Camden bounce. They'll down it about the 25. We've got great field position, a minute 17 to go before halftime. Boy, we needed that. That's the first break we've caught this football game. They put the ball down with the nose touching the 25.
Yeah.
The white stripe is over the 25-yard line at the front of the football. We're huddled up, talking to our coaches before we come out, and I'm sure they're saying, guys, we got to put 7 on the board here because we're in trouble.
Unofficially, Camden has 2 timeouts. Columbia with 1.
We're going to come out in a 3-receiver set. Riddle, Roche, and I can't get the number of the other one. There's the snap. They're going to throw a screen to Roche. He makes the catch, turns it upfield, and he has gone to the end zone. Touchdown, Camden! Great, great play call by the Wildcats. They put the ball in Roche's hands, who's a playmaker. He gets 1 block, and see you later. Touchdown, Wildcats.
25-yard pass.
We'll go with that swinging gate for the extra point, see if we can gain an advantage to run something.
They got it covered.
We'll set up normally. Boy, we needed that. At 1:11, we get on the scoreboard right before the half.
Chasing the kick it.
Trying to get the extra point here. We trail 13-6 with the extra point pending. There's the snap. There's the kick. It sails through the Camden twilight, and it is good. 13-7. Camden draws closer right before the half. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find radiant style and serenity, much like Mont Testin, all in one location, much like Mont Testin. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatments, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. Find them on Facebook.
You can also go there and we give them a foot pole one time and sign it.
You and I should go in for a full-body massage one day. I'm all about stuff like that. Massages.
Okay.
We'll keep it right here.
Okay. We might have to do that one day. And we appreciate all our sponsors and patronize them and let them know you're glad to hear it right here on KBay 106.3.
Brother,
Cats finally get on the board.
Brother, I'm old. Anything you can do to help your body keep moving, I'm all about it.
You don't know what old is, does he?
There's the kick. It is boomed through the back of the end zone. Comes down on the green turf behind the word Camden. To say that we've got a little extra pep in our step is an understatement now.
And Kaysen just kicked. That's a weapon.
Yes.
That is a weapon, folks. To see if Columbia tries to pick up some more, or are they just content to go in 13-7. But you got a minute 11 seconds.
Ball's at the 20. If I'm them, I go conservative here. Well, I don't know. You got a chance at an upset.
Yeah, 218.
You may roll the dice here. It's a non-region game. Why not? They'll come out with three receivers, two backs in the backfield with a quarterback. They'll hand the ball to the running back straight up the middle. He'll bounce it out to the left, break a tackle at the 20, push the ball to the 25, over the 25, where we finally gang tackle him at about the 27. Cooper Thornhill in on the tackle.
Yeah, 46 on that tackle, Thornhill. We missed him. Lindsay's helmet come off.
He'll have to step off the field for one play. Clock rolls to 40 seconds. There, Columbia's taking their sweet time. Second and three.
They should feel great about where they're at right now.
Yeah, they're going conservative. They're not trying to gamble here.
I'd cover them receivers.
25 seconds. They're milking the play clock. Play clock's all the way at 22. Plenty of time. They're going to go ahead and snap it now. We get in the backfield. A little botched snap, but he gives it to the running back who dives over the 30 and will be a first down, a Bennett Automotive Group first down. And by the way, we had a Bennett Automotive Group score change a minute ago as well.
That was number four on the carry. Picks up a first down.
13 seconds. Will they run another play?
They got one timeout. I'd throw a bomb.
Ball's at the 31. 3 seconds. They're not going to run anything. They're going to go to the half content up 13-7. The AA Columbia Eagles lead the 7A Camden County Wildcats 13-7 at the half. Maybe our Wildcats have woken up, as we did get a score right there before halftime and got some momentum back on our sideline. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
With a focus on reducing.
University. That's banking on purpose. At Georgia's Own, you'll get better rates, fewer and lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save money doing it, all you have to do is blush. It's Blush Boutique, the newest women's clothing store offering style with savings. At Blush, we have boutique apparel, handbags, sunglasses, shoes, and accessories with new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find
15 seconds.
Sizes and styles of Blush Boutique from ladies, junior, and plus sizes.
10 seconds.
It looks so good, you're going to make them blush.
Coming
blush
back boutique to you
Monday
in
Friday,
5, 6, 4, 3,
behind the brown
2,
Kingsland,
1, boutique. And you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, a little bit of a shocker, as most folks tuning in probably are not going to expect this, but it's 13-7 Columbia up on top of the Camden County Wildcats. Lawton, you got some stats for us?
Yeah, for the second quarter, Camden rushing 32 yards, passing 25, total yardage 57, first downs 4, one penalty for 15, 7 points. Columbia 23 yards rushing, 8 yards passing, total yards 31, first downs 3. What really hurt them, 5 penalties for 24 and no points.
There in the second part of the second quarter, the Wildcats did a much better job at defending the pass against Columbia, because earlier in this football game, all throughout the first quarter and early on in the second, we were getting torched with the passing game from Columbia, especially the screen game, which we know is something that the Wildcats have struggled with in the past and have been working on to improve. And we did look pretty decent last week against Ashley Ridge in the screen game, but there were some plays against Ashley Ridge where they found some yardage on the screen.
It was, and they changed quarterbacks. Morgan's quarterbacking most of the way now. They started out with number 3, Broch, and he moved them pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He did, yeah.
And for some reason, they swapped over to Morgan. Probably hear the Camden band on the field right now in our headset. We'll try to get some of the other coaches with other sports to come talk with us at halftime.
And when we come back on the other side of the break, I'll have some scores from around Southeast Georgia, what's going on in other games across the southeast part of the state. A lot of lightning delays going on everywhere else. Fortunately, we've been okay here. Hopefully, we'll stay in the clear. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
It's what you'll always find.
How long is this break supposed to be?
2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
My apologies.
Yeah, I didn't hear you either.
Oh, that's why I asked.
That's why you're what?
That's why I asked.
That's why I asked.
Oh, I thought you said that's why you are.
That's why I am also.
Jason's trying to figure it out.
801 East King Avenue in Kingsland, next to Golden Glow Tanning Studio.
Since
1989,
Rural Electric Membership Corporation has been providing quality electrical service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Georgia and Northeast Florida. Call 1-800-262-5131 and speak to your marketing representative for information. Okie Pinocchi REMC, your power supplier of choice where quality service and competitive pricing is not just a saying, but a fact. A proud sponsor of the Camden Wildcat football broadcast.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon Firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, buying or selling, corporate law, or personal injury, the Ligon Firm will help you with the process. They're located at 102 Marsh Harbor Parkway, Suite 109, at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment,
stand by. Coming to you in 4, 3. Two, one, and you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, the Wildcats trail 13-7. It's a game where our Wildcats only had 3 offensive possessions in the first half. Time of possession obviously dominated by Columbia. We got some momentum there on the toward the end of halftime. Forced them, and a great timeout, by the way. Remember, they were third and whatever, and we took a timeout with them deep in our territory, stopped them on third down, got the punt, a horrible punt from their side, short kick. We got great field position at the 25 and cashed it in for a touchdown to put ourselves back in this football game and give ourselves some momentum. 13-7, right? We scored a touchdown right before the half, and I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, they needed a touchdown. It was on a short field,
for sure,
as you said. But if you ever notice, Heron is a defensive, even though he knows the wing T, he calls most of his time out on defense.
Yeah.
He always has ever since he's been there.
In my opinion, the two biggest plays of this football game, one, the short punt that I just told you about, which gave the Wildcats great field position right before the half with just a little bitty time left on the clock. And the other biggest play of the football game is when they went for it on fourth and forever, and we stopped them, got a change of possession, but then we roughed the passer, gave them a new fresh set of first downs, and then they ended up converting that into a touchdown. Those are the two biggest plays of this football game
so
far.
Yeah, they were. And what really killed them was a lot of penalties they put in the second quarter.
Lawton, you got some stats you want us to know about?
Yeah, Jerry's got to let that pen cool down some. Camden for the half, 40 yards rushing, 25 yards passing, total 65 yards, only four first downs, penalties 3 for 20 with 7 points. For Columbia, 38 yards rushing, 124 passing, 152 yards total, 7 first downs, 6 penalties for 34 yards, 13 points.
We'll pass along some scores from around the state. Up at Womack Field in Statesboro, the Blue Devils lead the Glen Academy Red Terriers in the second quarter, 21-7 is the score there. Andrew Jackson up between the bricks at Glen County Stadium trail the Brunswick High Pirates 16-7 in the second quarter. Wayne is blanking Bradwell at historic Ovie Field in Hinesville, 21-0. Wayne up over Bradwell. MCA and Johnson of Savannah. That game's a lot tighter than what I thought it was going to be. MCA leads Johnson 6-0.
Really?
In the second quarter. I've got MCA as a dark horse to win that lower division of single A as far as the state championship. I think MCA is good enough to do it. And over in Candler County, actually, I think they're playing that game in Swainsboro. 14-0. The Swainsboro Tigers up over the Metter Tigers at the half.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, the stats stick out to me. Camden, 3 plays in the first quarter, 65 yards total for a half. That's pretty low offensive production.
I was thinking to my, I'm sorry, Lawton.
That's all right.
I was thinking to myself about the offense for the Camden County Wildcats, about how more touches is going to benefit us as the game moves forward offensively because, again, as I mentioned in the pregame, Columbia is a double-A squad. They've got around 35, 40 kids on the roster where we've got around 100.
Yeah, nutrition should take over in the fourth quarter.
I think.
And they play in both ways.
Yeah, and I was going to say a lot of those kids are playing both ways. And a lot of times when I see attrition become an issue, it's even before the fourth quarter. It's about midway through the third where you really start to see the difference in players getting tired, their hands on their hips, hands on their knees, and maybe being a step slower to the football.
I tell you one thing, Greg Barnett over there on that other sideline or in that locker room right now, he's talking real good to them players.
Yeah, that's their head coach.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and I imagine on this side, I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Well, let me ask you the question then. If you're Greg Barnett, I'll ask it both ways. If you're Greg Barnett, what are you telling your football team right now, Lawton?
Hey, we come in here to play a game, and we give them all they can handle the first half. Let's just don't let down. Let's do what we do best and go back out and play the third and fourth quarter like we did 1 and 2.
Okay, and if you're Jeff Heron and his staff, what are you saying to your Wildcats?
Guys, let's wake up. This is our first game. We had a short field. We went 25 yards, scored. We have to have more production on offense and come up with some way to stop their running game.
Screen game, too.
Yeah, but we're hitting them, but we're just not slowing them down until they get the first downs. I mean, that's what I would say.
You know, I will say that screen that we scored a touchdown on was a thing of beauty. We threw the ball to our best receiver in Sage Roche, and he picked up one block, and see you later. He showed his speed down the sideline, 25 yards, and the safety thought he had him at an angle. He didn't.
Couldn't catch him. Folks, it's still quiet over here on the sideline. We over here on the home side.
Go ahead, Lawton.
I'm just anxious to see the second half. I mean, you're behind, first time, first game of the year. How are you going to respond?
Our Wildcats, by the way, I forgot to mention this in the pregame, and I apologize, we're Wildcat fans. Our Wildcats have on their dark blue helmets with the traditional paw print on the side, the white pants with the Columbia blue stripe down the side of the pants, the dark blue jerseys with white numbers with the Columbia blue Camden written across the chest. I apologize, Wildcat fans. I should have told you that an hour ago.
They look good. The numbers are easy to read. I'll tell you what, in the second half, their numbers, when they start sweating on the Columbia, they're going to be hard to see. For some reason, that orange just don't stand. You would think on a white uniform, that orange would stand out. But for some reason, they not.
All right. Well, we will step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Have you noticed a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distress, low feelings, hopelessness, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities? Recognizing suicide awareness signs in teens can save a life. If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line, 1-800-715-4225. This message sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia, DBHDD. Visit save.org 24/7.
Or text 741-741.
At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, you don't have to be an athlete to get the region's best orthopedic care. Their board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians treat injuries.
I'm going to play a legal ID at the end of this break.
Thank you.
Whether you're an athlete, weekend warrior, active adult, or senior citizen, they use the latest surgical and non-surgical techniques to treat a full range of orthopedic conditions, from hips, knees, and ankles, to shoulders, wrists, and hands, all supported by the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. From fracture repair to joint replacement, let Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery develop a personalized treatment plan for you, complete with physical rehabilitation to get you active again. And they have 3 convenient locations offering same-day appointments for emergencies. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, call 912-576-6355 or visit sghs.org/summit.
Here at Highland Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Highland, we are your time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Highland Bank, helping you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to exciting Camden County Wildcat football on KBAY.
Coming back to you in 10 seconds. Stand by and 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, we're around 8 minutes or so, 5 minutes before the end of the half, and then we have the 3-minute calisthenic period where the players will get warmed up. So around 8 minutes and change before we kick off the second half. It's 13-7 Columbia is up on top of our Wildcats, but before the half ended, you could really tell the Wildcats seized momentum in this football game, and we'll see what that looks like when we come out. And I believe we kick off to them first. Isn't that right, Lawton? We get it the second half.
Thank you, Jerry. We defer to the second half. Don't forget, Quan Floyd, he was the player of the game last week.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lawton. KBAY Player of the Week is sponsored by Everybody Rents Home Furnishings, and, of course, Quan Floyd against Ashley Ridge, Player of the Week. That will be announced on Thursday mornings on the morning show at K-Bay 106.3 right here. Right here. Some other scores. Glen Academy has drawn closer to Statesboro. It's now 21-14, still in the second quarter. North Miami and Valdosta in the second quarter. Valdosta up 21-0 over North Miami. And Coffee is up 6-0 over the Tift County Blue Devils.
That's going to be a good game. So I told you I think Tift is a good team.
I mean, I agree.
And they just moved down to 6A. They're in a heck of a region.
Yeah, they're in, if you hadn't told me, I believe
Lee
they're
County.
In Region 1 with Lee County.
Yeah,
that's a barn burner, too.
Camden's out early, warming up.
About 3 minutes and change before the end of the first half, or before the end of halftime. I still can't get over how sweet that screen was. You know, before Jeff Herron got here, we ran a lot of screens under the old regime. And Jeff Herron came out with a three-receiver set, which is a little out of character. And he gave the ball to Sage Roche right there on the sideline. One block, and that's all it took. I'm telling you guys. Before all is said and done, Sage Roche is a senior. He didn't have a chance to play last year because he was injured with a hip injury. He had surgery on his hip, had screws put in his hip, and then came back in practice, and before the season started, the screws came out of his hip. So we lost him for the entirety of last year. Now he's back 100% healthy, and you could see on that screen pass, and even last week in the scrimmage game, you could see how healthy he was. That one catch he had where he went over the back of the defensive back and took the ball from him.
Yeah, caught it over his back, yeah.
When all is said and done, he's going to have some Division I offers before this season ends.
Ouch. That'll be good to see.
Sure will.
Good to see a young man come back from an injury. That could have ended his career.
Kids heal quick, don't they?
Yeah.
They heal quicker than you and I.
Oh, yes. Now, Jerry's another thing.
The Wildcats have come back out onto the field, and we are doing our halftime drills. We've got our first team offense running the triple option. And we've got another back getting some reps with the first team. That is Jordan James, who is getting some reps. By the way, I just wanted to mention this. Deontay Cole, we have not seen Deontay Cole to this point. He didn't play in the scrimmage game. We haven't seen him here in the first half. I did ask Jeff Herron if everything was okay with Deontay, and he said that he had tweaked his knee and that he could have played in the scrimmage game. They decided to hold him out, and that he would be a game-time decision for this game, would probably play at some point, and if we didn't see him, he would be ready for the Brunswick game, he would assume.
And that's probably smart to hold him out these two games. Because before this game, we thought Brunswick would be our toughest non-region game that we play this year.
Well, we still don't know that.
And I think they're going to be one of the toughest non-region games. But we'll just have to wait and see. Got a good crowd here tonight. See some old friends out there.
I know this. I am a Camden County Wildcat through and through. And next week when we go to Brunswick, those folks that know me personally, they know that my father and one of my best friends both call games for the Brunswick High Pirates. My father, of course, has been doing it for 20 years. They got the broadcast booth named after him up there at Glen County Stadium. It's the Teddy Bishop broadcast booth. He's been doing it so long. He's so well thought of. And then the gentleman that I do my radio show with, my weekly radio show across the state, Kit Branch, they both call Brunswick High football. And so the last thing I want to do is lose that football game and have to listen to that for at least a solid year before we get another shot at those guys. So our Wildcats are going to go up to Glen County Stadium next week, and we're going to win 55-6 is what we're going to do. We are now heading down toward, you know what, we've got 3 minutes, so let's take a two-minute break before the half resumes. You're listening to Camden County Football on K-Bay 106.3.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save money doing it, all you have to do is blush. It's Blush Boutique, the newest women's clothing store offering style with savings.
I don't know if we got to me. I don't know if we got to me, but we might.
Accessories with new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find a great range of sizes and styles at Blush Boutique, from ladies, junior, and plus sizes. You'll look so good, you're going to make them blush. Blush Boutique, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 5. Behind the Brown Bag in Kingsland, it's Blush Boutique.
Georgia's Own Credit Union has been putting the needs of our members
first for
85 years. That's banking on purpose. At Georgia's Own, you'll get better rates, fewer and lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
Glowing skin is always in at Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Formerly Magic Tan, they now have new owners.
It's
a new tanning experience that's also affordable. The staff at Golden Glow will help you decide your best tanning options based on your skin type. You can tan laying down or standing up, or choose spray tanning in a booth or airbrush. And Skincare by Haley is taking appointments on-site for facial and body treatments. Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Walk-ins always welcome. 801 East King Avenue, Kingsland.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store.
10 seconds. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
I'd like to give some credit to my buddy right over here, birthday boy, Jerry Milton. He's been keeping the stats for 26 years for Camden County.
That reminds me, Lawton, I wanted to ask you the question. Obviously, you and I going into our third season together, so I've been here, you know, just a piddly little 3 years, which pales in comparison to as many years as you've been in the booth, which is 35 plus?
36.
36 years up here in this booth.
And I ain't got a parking space named after me. But, hey, don't forget the 1 year you worked with us a long time ago.
Oh, that's right, back in 09 when we won it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you guys that forgot, yeah, I've been here once before.
See how much credit I give you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I remember that season because I was still learning. I was still very green behind the ears. I was still learning. You and JC were huge factors in bringing me along to where I'm, you know, somewhat halfway decent at doing this. But, goodness gracious, I was terrible back then.
Oh, you was all right. People couldn't understand you, but he was okay. We had a good time that year. 209.
I struggled with numbers, and Lawton said I said my name too much.
No, I didn't say that. Everybody at the meal said that.
Oh, okay.
They
want
to know if you didn't know who you were. Ramirez kickoff 17.
And we are two back to receive. It's a short kick. We'll come up. It will bounce, and we bobble it. We'll pick it up at the 21. We've got a little running room to the left side. We'll get it over the 30 before we get tackled right there.
Number 21 on the return.
Juan Floyd on the return. So second half underway.
Ball's number 8 on the tackle.
Thank you, Lawton. Ball's placed at the 31-yard line, so that's where we will start. Trailing 13-7 here in the second half.
What?
Some quick scores to throw your way. Brantley leads Atkinson in the second quarter. I say quick scores. It was a quick score. Here we go. We're straight in the straight wing tee. Robinson under center. He'll hand to Floyd over the left side. Got a hole. Still on his feet over the 40 and trips over the defender at about the 42-yard line. We'll get a first down. A Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats.
Number 7 on the tackle, Campbell. Campbell going back to Temple.
Ball's put down at the 42, first and 10 for Camden. We're in our own territory. This time we've got two receivers out to the far side. We'll give it to Marley Riddle, and he is brought down by his jersey in the backfield. We lost about 4 yards. Big defensive end grabbed him by the jersey with one hand and just pulled him down.
That's Moore. He's just 6'4", 270 pounds.
Not just. will flip the formation this time. Nope, we're going to go back to the traditional wing T. Roche is the lone receiver. He is split out to the near side right in front of the Camden bench at the 40. There's the snap. Robinson keeps the football, and he is sacked in the backfield. Flag comes out. Another flag comes out. Two flags, one right at the quarterback, which typically is a roughing the passer or a face mask, and another back about the 33. That might be in the area of holding. We've got a face mask.
Personal foul.
Personal foul face mask. That's just one penalty. Personal foul face mask. Two flags, one penalty. The officials both saw it. Two different officials saw the same penalty. So that's a 15-yarder.
Yeah.
It bills us out of a third and long, and we just had taken a sack.
Yeah, got a first down out of it. And all, the player didn't mean to grab him. He just, the quarterback slipped, and he just reached out to grab him and grabbed him by the face mask.
Ball's at the 45 in their territory. Official blows his whistle to stop play. They're going to huddle over the football. By the way, I just want to mention, since we've got this little pause here, last night, there were several games last night that were played on a Thursday night because of an official shortage. So we really need to do a better job of treating our officials better, because we're getting to the point where folks don't want to come out and call these games because of the abuse they take. So I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, there were like 5 or 10 games that were pushed back to tomorrow because there weren't enough officials to call the games around the state. First and 10. The ball's at the 40, oh gosh, we'll say the 46.
Yeah, I say they marked it off wrong and they moved it back.
Straight up the middle of Jaden Daly, breaks one tackle and gets tripped up at the midfield stripe. He'll fall forward to the 49 in Columbia territory. 10:39 to go, still 13-7. We trail. It's our first possession of the second half.
Yeah, their quarterback, number 3, playing defense, too, made the tackle broke.
Roche had come off the field. He checks back in. He is split out wide. Near side of the field in front of the Camden bench is where he is. Quan Floyd goes in motion. Robinson going to throw, and we throw it deep down to the sideline, and he overshot his receiver by 10 feet. Actually, I think he did that on purpose because there was nowhere to put the football. Double coverage down the field, and Roche had his defender standing right at the top of him. I think Robinson just threw that one away and tried to play another day and see if we can't convert this third down.
Well, he had number 58 tucked right in his face.
Third and 5, 10-12. Third quarter.
We are having a rough time blocking them.
Ball's at the 49. We're in Columbia territory. We'll come out in a traditional wing T. Mason Robinson under center. He will give to Quan Floyd, who goes over the left side. He breaks a tackle over the 45, close to the 40-yard line. That will be a Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Camden County Wildcats. Tackled at the 41-yard line. We keep the chains moving.
Williams, number 4, makes the tackle.
Quan Floyd, you can see his confidence growing with each and every carry as far as being a running back in the Camden County backfield.
I think the nutrition is starting to set in, too, on the line.
Under 10 minutes now to go here in the third quarter. Floyd goes in motion.
Down a trap.
And it is given to Riddle, who breaks a big one. Still on his feet at the 35 to the 30, and they finally get him down at about the 27-yard line. A Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats.
Williams, number 4 on the tackle.
A player is down, and that'll take an official timeout to tend to him. TDS is proud to be a part of the Camden County Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game, and let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon Firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, buying or selling, corporate law, or personal injury, the Ligon Firm will help you with the process.
I'm done with them.
They're located at 102 Marsh Harbor Parkway, Suite 109, at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 912-510-6964. When the time comes to take the next step, the Ligon Firm is here for you.
The Camden County
coming back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Long, now, you, go ahead, Long.
Now, when we get some officials on an injury timeout, they will not let the teams run over to the coaches, but these officials are.
9:37:36, clock begins to roll or continues to roll. They have got 11 guys within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage, and we snap the ball straight up the middle. Jamarley Riddle. We'll find out, get some binoculars on the Lawton, and he'll get over the 20-yard line, close to a first down. Got hit in the line of scrimmage, spun out of that, got hit again.
Number 15 on the carry.
That makes sense, as strong as that young man is. Broke out about 4 tackles to pick up about 8 yards and got hit originally at the line of scrimmage. Didn't matter. It'll be a 2nd and 2 officially.
They're getting tired on the defense.
That wing tee will do it to you. There's the snap. We'll give to Daly again up the middle. And he will get right to the first down marker. I believe that's going to be a first down. He picked up a couple. If so, it'll be an Bennett Automotive Group first down.
Number 11 hit him in the backfield that time to slow the play up.
Jordan James checks into the football game for the Camden County Wildcats, as does Braden Ritz. Cooper Thornhill in at tight end. Mason Robinson taking his time to get the play. We got plenty of time on the play clock. It says 19, 18, 17. 3rd and 1. They did not give us a first down. We're a yard short. Columbia adjusts their defense. And we fumbled the football. We fumbled the football. There's a scrum forward around the 20-yard line. Columbia says they have it. Boy, that would be devastating if they do. Mason Robinson's walking off the field. I think he thinks Columbia got it. Bad exchange between the quarterback and the center. And the officials said, thank goodness that we held on. It will be a 4th and short for the Wildcats. Man, we avoided disaster there.
Number 26 came up with the ball.
Braden Ritz. Let's see what we do. Are we going to kick or are we going to go for this thing here? Last time we went for it on 4th down, we got stoned and had to come away with nothing. That was early in the football game. Our offense is still on the field.
Big play with 7:45 to go right here, Cats, trailing 13-7.
Quan Floyd comes off the field. Jamarley Riddle checks in.
I don't know if we're going to try to get a Cats got to hurry inside 10.
4th and 4. Some confusion in the backfield. Mason Robinson moves guys around, and now officials blow whistles, and Camden's is going to take a timeout and talk about this.
Oh, yeah, got down to 1 second to go on the play clock.
Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcats, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com. And let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics, living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland. The Camden County coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Huge play in this football game, 4th and 4. We try to draw them offsides. Our offense is on the field. They do not jump. The play clock says 13. Let's see if we just call timeout and kick a field goal or if we're going to go for this thing. Offense stays on the field. We'll go in motion. We're going to run a play. We give the ball to Quan Floyd, and he is met in the backfield by four white jerseys. And on fourth and four, we get nothing. Turn it over on downs. They hit us in the backfield. We lose yardage. The second time we've gone for it on fourth down, deep in our or on a drive, knocking on the door, and they've stopped us and stoned us, and we've gotten nothing.
Bailey, that time number two came up. As you said, we lost yardage. Just a senior, 6'2", 200 pounds.
Wow.
Big play was 7:21 to go right here in
the
third quarter.
It sure was a big play. That's not an understatement. We had all the momentum, right? We had scored before the half. We had moved the ball all the way down the field, and then we get nothing. It looks like there's an injured player on the field, so we will – well, Salon Ella Par Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find Radiant Style and Serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatment, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Par Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. You can find them on Facebook. Yeah, we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Membership Corporation offers more than dependable electrical energy at a competitive price. Quality services provided by a friendly
Man,
professional staff
what is,
to meet all your electrical power needs.
They're a lot better than what I thought they were.
If you have questions or need information, call your marketing
I don't know about that. We got some kinks to work out for sure, but this is a good football
team. Electric Membership Corporation, owned by those we
That's
serve.
Killing me, though.
Proud supporter of this year's Wildcat Football Radio broadcast.
Fourth down.
Listen
twice
for the
get it.
106.3.
Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
7:21, third quarter. Columbia stones us on fourth down. They take over on downs. In their own territory, they'll snap the ball, give the ball to the running back. He had a hole for a minute, and it closed real quick. And then a gang of blue jerseys come in and assist on the tackle. Jake Lindsey, Shamarion Gibbs,
24,
Riddle, Thornhill, Peterson, all there.
Yeah, good gang tackling right there by the left-hand side.
They did get a yard. We just went under 7 minutes in the third quarter. We trailed 13-7. This thing just got serious after we got stoned on our first possession of the second quarter.
Morgan's still quarterback and number one.
Their receiver goes in motion. He stops in the backfield. They're going to throw out of that, and it's complete over the middle of the field at the 40. It is a first down. They just ran a short little post right between the hash marks, and it is complete.
Number 10 on the reception for me. I can't pronounce that one.
Diallo. Senior wide
That's
receiver,
what
6 foot 190.
I wasn't sure. I didn't want to mess up on that one.
6 foot 190. We're ticking towards 6 minutes now, third quarter. They have eaten the clock in most of this football game. I think we've only had the ball like three or four times, and that's it. We're 6 minutes in the third quarter. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball off to the running back. Flag comes flying. He's trying to find some running room around the edge. He does not find it. He does pick up about four. Oh, gosh, no. He picked up way more than that. They're putting the ball all the way close to the midfield stripe.
They called in for holding.
Camden says it's against them, and I think you're right, Lawton. Yep, they're moving them back. 5:58, third quarter. We trail 13-7.
I don't know who they was holding because that ball player, the runner, done all that on his own. That's going to bring up first and 20.
They got to get the ball to the 42. No, excuse me. They got to get the ball to the 48. I saw the original line of scrimmage, but the first down marker is 10 yards past that.
Yeah.
Four receiver set. There's the snap. Quarterback to throw. We hit him as he throws. It is complete at the 40. Receiver turns upfield. He's got three Wildcats standing in front of him, but he does find a way to pick up a little bit more yardage to the 45. Still in their territory, but they just cut that big long situation into manageable. It's second and six.
Yeah, Young on that tackle, number four.
Man, first and 20 to second and six. That hurts.
Kind of jugged a couple of our players and picked up another 3 or 4 yards.
Ball's at the 46-yard line. Got to get it on the other side of the field to the 48 for a first. Second and six. They got a bunch formation with two receivers to the far side of the field in front of their own bench. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball. Nope. Quarterback keeps it around the edge. He pitches it to the running back on an option. He got close to the first down marker before we hit him out of bounds, but I don't think he quite got there.
Yeah, he's going to be short.
They fake the handoff inside. Quarterback rolled outside to his left.
Number three on that carry.
A little quick option.
Just ran out of real estate.
Jaden Baugh, he started the game at quarterback.
Yeah, Baugh. I mean, he had plenty of room over there if he hadn't ran out of real estate.
They're going to say they're 2 yards short, so the ball is dead at the midfield stripe.
5:15 to go. Big play right here.
Another big play in this football game. See if our defense can make a play. There's the snap. They fumble the ball in the backfield, and the running back falls on it to retain possession, and it'll bring up a fourth and long.
Yeah, Bartz just fell.
He tried to hand the ball off before he had it.
Yeah, Morgan and Eli, fourth down and nine. Looks like they're bringing in the punting team.
Be careful here of a fake. They're right at the midfield stripe. They're already up 13-7. We've got Riddle and Lindsay back to return. Riddle stands at the 27. Lindsay stands at the 30.
17 to punt. Last time he only punted the ball like 20 yards.
That's Ramirez, sophomore kicker. This time's a little better. Lindsay fair catches at the 24. That's where we'll start. 4:35, third quarter. 13-7, we trail the Columbia Eagles out of Decatur, Georgia. We kind of dodged a bullet there, Lawton.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't understand. I don't know if it's old, like an old Statue of Liberty player. Looked like he was going to give it to the number three, and he just ball just fell out of his hand.
And they had a third and two. Third and two. We
very makeable.
Yeah, when we were blitzing, so I don't know what would have happened. We'll never find out. They fumbled the football, and we'll gladly take that.
Brings our defense back on.
There's the snap. We're going to throw the football, hit as he throws, and we threw an interception. Robinson got hit as he threw. The ball wobbled out of his hand right to the midfield strike. Well, right to the middle of the field at the 32.
And number four, Williams, on the interception.
We thought we dodged a bullet. We just handed them a turnover. Yeah.
And had their defense back on the field, and a lot of them playing both ways.
Still 13-7 now. They're on a short field. The ball's at the 30. We'll call it the 33.
4:29 to go on that turnover.
Third quarter. 13-7. They're up, trying to pad the lead here. We're in trouble, folks. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball straight up the middle, and it will be a positive gain. 3, 4, 5 yards. To the 29-yard line before we get the ball carrier down.
Number five, the big running back.
Royce Tolbert, 5'1", 180.
Yeah, he looks bigger than that. They rested him the first part a while ago, so he's got some fresh legs under him.
They'll come out with three receivers, two in front of the Camden bench. The other one split all the way out. Outside the hash in front of their bench. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball again up the middle. He'll bounce it out to the left, then steps it back toward the middle of the field, close to the first down marker. I think he's going to be about a yard short. It's going to bring up a third and short. Hold the tension in this.
Yeah, number five again on that carry.
We rolled a 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Our Wildcats trail this thing 13-7. We had the ball back. We just threw an interception. Gave them a short field. Now we're asking our defense to bail us out.
Don't Thornhill put a, on that last tackle.
Don't put us any further down. we're only getting so many chances offensively because they just keep eating clock. Three receivers, third and one. We got to make a stop. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball straight up the middle. Got a big hole down the sideline. One man to beat, and he cannot beat him. We do get him down inside the 10-yard line. Holzendorf was all that was left between the ball carrier and a touchdown. Holzendorf got into the ground.
Number four, Williams. Not before he scored got a first down and ran over one of the Cats. Number four on that carry.
Well, that was Holzendorf. That was Holzendorf. Holzendorf just went low just to get into the ground. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball off again up the middle. Breaks a tackle off the left side, powering toward the end zone. He won't get there. He'll be short.
Number four, Dan Williams on that carry.
Down to the 3-yard line, I guess. Second down. That's second and goal. 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Peterson on that last tackle.
Second and goal from the 3. Quarterback stands in the shotgun. He's got two receivers. Officials come in. Camden wants to talk things over and take a timeout. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcats football team, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingston, or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com. And let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Have you noticed a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distressed low feelings, hopelessness, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities? Recognizing suicide awareness signs in teens can save a life. If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line, 1-800-715-4225. This message, sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia, DBHDD, visit save.org 24/7.
Or text 741-741.
The Camden County Wildcat.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, we lead 13-7. Columbia's knocking on the door to go up 2 scores here. They've got the ball inside the 5. It's on the 3, second and goal. There's the snap. They give the ball straight up the middle of the running back. He surges forward. And there's a big pileup. The ball's on the ground. The ball's on the ground. The Wildcats say they have it. Did the beanbag come out? Did he fumble? Yes, he did. And the Wildcats recovered the ball at the 1-yard line. Are you kidding me?
Number 26 fumbled the ball.
A big pileup at the 1. The ball popped out, and we found fortune at the bottom in the shape of a spherical football.
Number 21 came up with the ball. Forward. Number 26 when it fumbled it.
We're inside the 1.
Cannon's got a watch getting a safety right here.
Holy goodness, we stop them. We threw an interception to put ourselves in a bad situation and they turn it over back to us. But we are at the 1, inside the 1. See what we try to do. A minute 54, third quarter, we trail 13-7. We just dodged a cannon blast right there. Snap, handoff up the middle. One man to beat is Jaden Daly. The safety is able to wrestle him to the ground at the 15. It's the Bennett Automotive Group. First down for the Camden County Wildcats.
Cooper, number 5.
Cooper Thornhill checks into the game for the Camden County Wildcats.
Torbert on that last tackle, going both ways.
First and 10, Wildcats. A little bit of breathing room. We had the ball inside the 1. Now we're at the 15. Actually, they put it at the 16. Quan Foy goes in motion. We'll give it to him over the left side. He's got a big hole. Dances around one defender, and another defender goes low to get him to the ground. Close to the first down marker, just a little short. And you can feel the momentum beginning to swing back to the Camden County sideline. 1 minute and 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We trail this thing 13-7. We just dodged disaster by them fumbling at the one, keeping them out of the end zone.
Johnson on that last tackle. Camden in no hurry.
No safety deep for them. We'll give the ball off to the left side. I believe that's Braden Ritz. And he'll fight for positive yardage. Close to the first down marker. Did he get it?
Yes.
Indeed he did. The Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats. It was indeed Braden Ritz on the carry. Ball's at the 28. We're under a minute, 40 seconds before the third quarter ends. There's the snap. We run a crisscross trap. They were ready for it. They pull our ball carrier to the ground, Quan Floyd. We tried to run a trap. They were ready, and we lost yardage on it.
Big number 50 right there.
Lost about four. See if we run another play. There's 16 seconds on the clock before the third quarter ends.
I tell you what, Moore, number 50, and number 58 for them has played a heck of a game on the line.
7 seconds. I don't think we're going to run another play. Nope, that's going to be it for the third quarter. The horn will sound, and we go to the fourth quarter. Down to Columbia, 13-7. We've got the football on the move. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3. We'll step away for 1 minute.
Here at Highland Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Highland, we are your time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Highland Bank, helping you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, y'all, if you want
to
look good,
that pineapple's
doing,
got a kick
to it.
All you
have to do is Blush. It's Blush Boutique.
What?
Pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Offering style with savings. At Blush, we have boutique apparel, handbags, sunglasses, shoes, and accessories with new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find a great range of sizes and styles at Blush Boutique, from ladies, junior, and plus sizes. You'll look so good, you're going to make them blush. Blush Boutique.
Stand by. Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We go to the fourth quarter. We trail 13-7. It's second down. We've got 13 yards to get for a first down. It looks like, by the way, I just got some news passed along to me. Ware County and Appling likely to play tomorrow because of lightning delays in Baxley. Good old Saturday high school football game, probably at 11 a.m. There's the snap. We go off the right side. Not much there. We give it to Jaden Daly. He picked up maybe 3 yards. We're underway in the fourth. It's third and long, third and 12.
Williams again on the tackle, number 4.
We got to get the ball across. Well, we got to get it to the 41 for a first down.
Yeah, big third down right here.
Let's see what we decide to do. Sage Roche is in the football game. He's on the near side of the field, the short side of the field, in front of the Camden bench. Mason Robinson under center. He barks out the play. Now he's looking at his wristband to make sure he's got it. Under center. Man goes in motion. We're going to drop to throw the football. Under pressure. Down the field to Roche. And he jumps and it's off his fingertips. Incomplete. And a flag comes flying from the back judge. They're going to get him for pass interference. Roche jumped a little early on that attempt at a reception. But it looks like that he was being pulled down from his backside by the defender. Will it get the official? Yep, the official says pass interference against Columbia. We caught a break.
I'd like to see that on replay.
Well, they may put it up on the scoreboard. I don't know. Right now they got the cat eye on the scoreboard. Nonetheless, it'll be a first down for the Wildcats, and we'll take it. 15-yard penalty. That puts the ball all the way up to the 42-yard line. Floyd goes in motion. We'll give straight up the middle to Daly. Oh, no, the quarterback ended up holding on to the football. And Robinson, I think he was supposed to give it to Daly, a botched exchange, and he gets tackled in the backfield. We're going to lose 3 yards, maybe 4.
Williams again, number 4. But big number 50 had Ed Daly, so that play got busted up right from the get-go.
Guys, we got to start paying attention to the clock. It looks like we got plenty of time. We're just under 11 minutes, but it's been 13-7 for an eternity. They scored on their first two possessions of the ball game, and we hadn't given them anything since.
Well, they gave us one back right down there when they fumbled.
That's true. Well, remember, we threw an interception, even put ourselves there. There's the snap. We'll give the number 8 around the corner. That is Deontay Cole, his first carry of the season. And he is over the 45, a gain of about 8 yards. It'll bring up 3rd and, gosh, they put him all the way up to the 48. I'll take it. 3rd and 4, maybe long, maybe a short 5.
Yeah, George on that last tackle, 44.
Welcome to the party, Deontay Cole. We're in a traditional wing T set now. We go under 10 minutes. 3rd and 4 for the Wildcats. There's the snap. We'll give to the running back, Braden Ritz. He's wrapped up at the 45. He's going to lose 3 yards, and that's going to bring up a big 4th down for us. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, number 20 had nowhere to go. That play was just broken.
We'll bring up a 4th down for the Wildcats.
We're going to punt or fake it.
Bring on the punt team. We're right around midfield. Fake is not out of the question here.
Kaysen.
Tesh into punt.
You're right.
They've got 2 returners back deep. They don't bring any pressure. They didn't think we'd really punt. We did. It'll be field. Oh, he kicked the ball. It's on the ground. And we recovered the football inside the 30-yard line. Their returner went to return it. It went through his hands, and then he kicked the football 15 yards away from himself, and our return team recovered it inside the 30. You asked for a break, we got one.
Tried to see who came up with the ball, but everybody come up out of the pile like they had it. Like I say,
We have gotten some breaks here in the fourth quarter to avoid disaster. They fumbled the ball at the 1. And then they just gave us the ball back after we punted it to them. 8:50, 8:49 now in the fourth quarter. We've got good field position. Let's cash this thing in. Roche split out in front of the Camden bench. We head it straight up the middle to Jaden Daly. He breaks a tackle, still on his feet, over the 20 to the 15. They get him down just outside the 10 at about the 12-yard line.
Number 3, Bosch on that last tackle. On both ways.
Bennett Automotive Group, first down for the Wildcats. We can get a first down again inside the 3. There's the snap. We'll give to Floyd coming over the right side. He breaks a tackle, pushes a blocker in front of him. Doesn't amount to much. He did pick up maybe 2 yards.
At number 5 coming up again.
Got the ball to the 11. Second and 8 for Camden.
I'll say one thing. For them to go both ways, they got some players.
Ian Peterson checks into the football game, as does Cooper Thornhill. We're down there 7 minutes and 40 seconds now left to go in the football game. We trail 13-7. We're knocking on the door. And the ball to Daly, straight up the middle. He's got a big hole over the 5. Close to a first down marker. He might have gotten it. He looks a little short from here. Lawton, what do you think?
I'm trying to see. Yeah, we're short.
It is going to bring up a 3rd and a yard and a half.
Trying to pick up the lineman we ran behind right then.
Robinson getting the play from the sideline. Columbia substitutes. 1 guy on, 1 guy off. Robinson's still getting the play. They want to change it. Plenty of time on the play clock. They still haven't even begun to run it.
Bad thing about it, keeps the lineman down for a long time.
There's the snap.
We got two men moving.
2 guys going in motion at the same time. That's the second time this game that's happened. Flags come flying. That will at least push us back. We had a 3rd and a yard and a half. It's going to push us back to 3rd and 6.
That same play we ran last year and same results. going to bring up, what you think, Jace, third and long seven?
Yeah, third and seven officially. Third and six and a half, but we'll call it third and seven. Robinson gets the play in from the sideline. He stops at Sage Roche, lets him know what it is, and then he'll come back. Third and seven, 6:30 to go in the football game. We trail 13-7. We need his touchdown. Quan Floyd in motion. Robinson to throw. He's run down from the backside, and he's brought down. Lost yardage. We wanted to roll him to the right and throw the ball to the end zone. He could never get away from the backside pressure, and he got sacked in the backfield.
And they give us a break. Partridge tackled him number 11 and came up with the football, but they said he was down. That's what we're going to have to reach for a field goal because they already stopped us twice on fourth down.
5 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the football game, and we're going to kick a field goal here instead of try and go for it.
Be a 34-yarder. Case him to try it.
Whistle stop. There's a – oh, man. They were offsides. That'll give us a free five.
Ain't nobody moved.
They said
must have lined up all sides.
Maybe so. They'll mark off the five. That'll move us 5 yards closer. It's not that much of a reach now.
That takes it to a 19-yard field goal.
29. Got to add the 10 for the end zone.
Yeah.
There's the snap. We get it down. The kick is up. It sails good. 5:25, a 29-yard field goal brings us to 13-10 in this football game. 5:25 to go. We'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon Firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, buying or selling, corporate law, or personal injury, the Ligon Firm will help you with the process.
We have. Our defense has played awesome.
For more information or to schedule an appointment, 911.
But yeah, you're right.
Because they're capable of running the ball 520.
When the time comes to take the next step, the Ligon Firm is here for you.
Jessica Speaks, associate broker with Coastal Roots Realty, is your locally born and raised realtor with deep roots in the community and surrounding areas. Jessica specializes in helping buyers and sellers and is also a military relocation specialist. Her passion
15 seconds.
Let her sell your current home and begin the search for the next house you'll call home. Call Jessica Speaks today for any of your real estate.
And coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Great googly moogly. We trail this thing 13-10, 5:25 to go in the third quarter. We just kicked a 29-yard field goal after we had been given a gift where they muffed the kick and we recovered. And we couldn't punch it home for seven. We settled for three. We trail 13-10, 5:25 to go. We do kick it deep to them. And it goes into the end zone. They'll bring it out of the 20.
Yeah, about 2 yards deep.
Double A Columbia has come in here and given us all they wanted. They scored on their first two possessions of the football game. They missed the extra point on the second touchdown. We scored on our third possession of the game for a touchdown, and then we just kicked a field goal just now. Those are our 10 points.
Third quarter, Camden, 58 yards rushing, none passing, total 58. Six first down, no points. Columbia, 24 yards rushing, 15 passing, 39 yards. Three first down penalties, 2 for 25, no points.
They'll come out on offense in a three-receiver set. They're going to change the play. Quarterback lets his running backs know what they're going to do. We show blitz. We back off. They run the ball up the middle. They've got a gap. We hit him in the secondary at the second level. He gained about seven before we got into the ground. Big hole for him to run through. They have won the battle in the trenches to this point. That's why they're ahead.
Number five, Tobin.
With them having the football, the clock now really becomes a struggle. 5 minutes to go in the football game. Clock is not our friend right now. Second and three for Columbia. We show blitz out of the safety spot. We don't bring it. They run the football. We bring him down in the backfield. We made him lose yardage. They tried to run it around the right end, and we wouldn't let them get around the edge.
No, Williams tried it. Number two came up and made a play.
As did Pichette.
Riddle.
Riddle and Pichette in on the tackle. And it looks like, do we have a timeout on the field?
No.
The Camden players came over to the bench. The coaches are signaling the crowd to get into it. We're under 4.5 minutes. It's 3rd and 7. We got to get a stop right now. Right now, we got to get a stop. The ball's at the 25.
Big play with 4:15 to go right here.
3rd and 5. 3rd and 5. They got to get to the 30. Three receivers. The crowd yells at him. Cowbells go crazy. There's the snap. Quarterback to throw. He's under pressure. He tucks it. He runs to the middle of the field. He picked up the first down to the 35. Over the 35 to the 36 before we get him down. They wanted to throw it. We had it covered up. He tucked it and ran and got it anyway.
Yeah, Morgan right there.
That will take us under 4 minutes to 3:55. Oh, boy.
And that clock's ticking. And you know Columbia's not going to be in no hurry. They're going to take every second off the clock.
We have one timeout. That's it. We beat this team 31-0 last year. They're giving us all we want right now. They're threatening to walk out of here with a W. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to go. We need to play. Defense has made one time after time tonight. We're asking one more time. They'll give the ball. Hand it off around the left side. He breaks a tackle, still on his feet, breaks another tackle, stays on his feet. Over the 50, we get him down in the 45. We had him tackled three times, and he wouldn't go down.
That's Williams. Big number 77 finally had to bring him down for the Cats.
They put the ball in our territory.
Kick and bottom.
The ball is at the 43-yard line. 3 minutes and 4 seconds. 3:03, 3:02, 3:01. Oh, boy.
Had him stop for about a 2-yard gain. Just kept right on going, breaking tackles.
More importantly, it's another first down. That gives him more downs to play with, and the clock just keeps rolling. We only have one timeout.
He's too big a back and too good a runner to arm tackle. And they're going to bring it down within the 5 seconds for this night ball.
Play clock's at 12, 11, 10, and still rolling. There's the snap. They're going to keep it with the quarterback. He'll option it out to the running back in the backfield, and we will get him out of bounds. Good. The clock will stop there at the 42-yard line. Their coach came running over their running back when he went out of bounds and gave an earful about going out of bounds there.
Yeah, because it stops the clock. And the young man was just trying to pick up more yardage, and he did. He picked up another 2 yards, but they rather had the time off the clock. And it took him down the inside 1 minute or something.
Clock stops, 2:22, 2nd and 4. Actually, I'm going to say 2nd and 5. Three receivers set, two to the near side. One receiver in front of their bench. We show blitz. We bring it from the outside. They give the running back straight up the middle, and he is going to pick up another first down. Oh, great googly moogly. This isn't looking good.
Can you spell that?
I can, but we don't have enough time.
Okay. Jerry wanted to know that answer to that question. Jerry's about to wear that bubble gum out over here.
We're rolling toward 2 minutes, 2:06, 2:05.
And the back gave us a favor a while ago because we'd be down right now inside 1 minute, you know it.
Columbia is in no hurry. Under 2 minutes now. They finally break huddle. Play clock's at 17 seconds. They're going to take their sweet time. Why not? They've got the lead in the football, and we're under 2 minutes to go, and we only have a timeout. We only stopped the clock once. There's the snap. They'll give the ball to the running back. He comes around the right side, left side, breaks a tackle, and we will get him down at the 30-yard line. He picked up 5 right in the middle of the field. The clock continues to run.
Number 40 on the tackle for Camden. But not before Williams could get a pick up about 5 yards, Cooper.
Yeah,
officially. Camden takes their last time out.
That's it, we're out.
I'm sorry to step on
that. No, you're fine, you're fine.
I didn't know if you saw it.
We'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland.
Since 1939, Okie Fenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation has been providing quality electrical service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Georgia and Northeast Florida. Call 1-800-262-5131
to
your marketing representative for information.
Oh, for sure.
Okie Fenokee REMC, your
partner. Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Second and 7 for Columbia. Minute 32 on the clock. We just took our last time out. We trail this game 13-10. We need something along the lines of a miracle. Quarterback claps. They snap the ball to him. He gives it to his running back straight up the middle. We hit him immediately. They've got a player hopping around. He's going to try and hop off the field. They didn't pick up much, but the more important thing is that clock just continues to tick, 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 tick. Third and 6 now, a minute 17.
He's got to come off. He tried to go back to the line of scrimmage, but he made a mistake and took his helmet off. So that stopped the clock.
Wow. And he's having a hard time getting off the field. Yeah, he should have just come off the field, and the clock would have continued to roll.
And not took his helmet. Now the clock started. But when he took his helmet off, he could not go back to the line of scrimmage.
A minute 10, a minute 9, a minute 8, third and 6. We got to get a stop right here and at least force him into a field goal attempt.
I don't think they'd try one.
I agree with you. They at least put him in a fourth down situation. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball straight up the middle. Nowhere to go for the running back. He just drops down. And the clock says 45-44. Jeff Heron's out on the field. The official tells him.
Now I got a flag on Heron for being on the field.
Jeff Heron came out on the field. The official emphatically told him to go back to the sideline.
And then he said something.
And Heron said something, and they threw the flag on him, and they just hit us with a personal foul, 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. We had them at 4th and 6, and we'll give them a first down with Coach Heron being on the field, getting a personal foul on himself.
I'm surprised we ain't got some more because whoever calls the play for us, he goes out on the field to call the play.
That's the end of the game right there. Automatic new first set of first downs. They don't even have to run a play, just kneel on it, and that's the ball game. Columbia's come into Chris Gilman Stadium and beaten us 13-10. Double A Columbia comes into 7A Camden and knocks us off.
Yeah, like you said, that's the game.
That's it. We don't have any timeouts. We can't stop the field. We can't stop the clock.
18 seconds to go in there and 26 on the game clock.
We had gotten them to a fourth down, and Coach Heron came on the field. He's on the field now. He's still on the field.
They're trying to get him off. He wants to go shake hands.
He's upset. Coach Heron is upset. The players are still on the field.
They have to.
And there's the end of the game. Coach Heron is already at the 50-yard line, halfway across the field. He went out on the field, said something to the line judge. The line judge emphatically motioned for him to go back to the sideline. Heron emphatically said something back, and out came the flag, and that was your ball game. Personal foul, automatic first down. We had pushed them to a fourth down that was going to at least make them go for it on fourth down, and we got nothing. Anyway, we'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats.
you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know.
Oh, and see, I don't like that either. They don't treat the school
well.
With a focus on reducing pain, restoring mobility,
10, right?
And improving your quality
yes.
of life, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery offers a wide range
they've
of advanced
come in and play
orthopedic
the good game.
Services. From consult to treatment to recovery,
you know, one thing I can't
orthopedic
understand.
Offer
I'm going to play a legal ID after this spot and then come back to you guys.
I was going to ask you to. 967.
Camden County is conveniently located on the first floor of the Southeast Georgia Health System Medical
Block. They got those two blocks.
2060 Dan Proctor Drive.
Our offense coordinator and defense coordinator is on the sideline.
SGHS.org or call us today at 912-576-6355. That number again is 912-576-6355. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
Well, you're listening to exciting Camden County Wildcat football on KBAY 106.3. WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary. Coming back to you in 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
This is some humble pie.
Oh, yeah.
This is some humble pie at the beginning of the 2022 season. This was a game that I think most folks thought the Wildcats would win going away, playing a team in a much lower classification, and that did not happen. They came in here, they scored in their first two possessions, touchdowns on both. They did miss the extra point, but they ended up not needing it. We couldn't muster 13 points offensively to get the game tied. We lose 13-10 to Columbia, who, you know, we told you this team made the playoffs last year after they came in here and got blown out the first game of the year. Well, they certainly changed the fortunes this year from last.
Oh, yeah, their confidence have grown, and really, folks, if it hadn't been a few mistakes they made, the game probably wouldn't be this close, 13-10.
Yeah, you think about the time that we had them stopped on fourth and whatever it was, and then we got a personal foul, roughing the passer, gave them a new set of downs. They scored a touchdown there. And then, of course, you know, right there at the end, we forced them to a fourth down. Who knows what would have happened? You know that there was still time enough on the clock for them to have to run a fourth down. The game probably still ends. We probably don't find a way to win there, but you still want to at least give it the opportunity. Of course, Coach Heron comes out on the field and gets upset, and they threw a flag on him in a critical situation. A lot of times, officials won't throw that flag, but I don't think Jeff Heron gave him much choice.
Well, no, because he asked him to get off the field, and he said something else to him. He could have threw the flag once Heron walked out on the field, but he gave him a chance to get off the field, which I didn't see nothing on the play to be upset about, did you?
You know, my eyeballs are everywhere trying to pick up everything I can, so, yeah.
I tell you what, the six officials didn't see nothing because they'd have threw the flag.
Right.
But I tell you what, folks, it sure didn't take long for people to get out of here. And this place is quiet.
Like I said, some humble pie.
Well, yeah. People always tell me when you play teams like this, I say it's like a 12th grader beating up a 8th grader, and sometimes that 12th grader gets surprised.
Today was that case.
And it's even worse.
You know, and I hope maybe this wakes up some of our players and our, you know, the whole regime, coaches, players, everybody that's involved, because we just had a double-A team come in here and beat the Camden County Wildcats at Chris Gilman Stadium, and that needs to be a wake-up call, I guess. This is a good football team. Don't take anything away. These kids are talented. We just got to figure out how to play together, how to coach together, and how to play this system and move forward.
We're going up-tempo, moving the ball, mm-hmm. Then we start back slowing down. And then again, the same two backs moving on the same play,
mm-hmm.
Something we could not correct from last year, and we brought it into 2022.
Yep, we did see that. Valdosta up at the half, 34-0 over North Miami. That's one score that I have to pass along to you. Statesboro leads Glen Academy 28-21 in the fourth quarter. Frederica and Brookwood are just now kicking off about 10 minutes ago because of lightning delays all evening. MCA leads Johnson 20-12. Brunswick was up over Andrew Jackson 23-13 in the third quarter. Swainsboro has beaten Metter 21-7.
And, folks, we appreciate y'all listening to the game right here on KVA 106.3. Patronize our sponsors, and guess what? We'll do it again next Friday night up there at Glen County.
We'll head up, by the way, the player of the game. You can check that out. KBay Player of the Week is sponsored every week by Rents Home Furnishings. Everybody rents home furnishings. Ashley Ridge, the game was 21. Quan Floyd, Player of the Game. You can catch that Thursday mornings. And this is the TDS Telecom and Summit Sports Medicine postgame show.
And from what I hear, they got the new turf down up there.
And yeah, yeah.
The brick, or what they call it.
Between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. And, you know, I started doing my radio show. They've actually let me in there and started doing my radio show.
Is that why you kicked me off?
No, I didn't kick you off. They started letting me do my radio show there from one of the fancy suites up there at Glen County Stadium.
Hey, see, when I got you drinking Perrier water, your career has took off.
Is that right?
That happened. Now, be honest.
I guess so. I guess
you're
right.
I think I ought to get a little bit of royalty.
You know, the thing is, I want to mention this before we go off the air. So we lose this game, and it's a tough one to swallow. And don't get me wrong. This is tough to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
But as good as the Brunswick High Pirates are, they're probably looking at the score and saying, next week when Camden comes up there, we are going to beat the brakes off the Wildcats. And they may be a little overconfident because this team will correct a lot of the mistakes that we made here tonight, and we'll be a better football team next week. And don't be surprised if we knock off the Pirates next week after this game and rebound.
I got what you said right here, 55-6.
Yeah. You circled it.
I did.
Okay.
Right now. You always say write it down.
I do. Yeah. That is, yeah, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it. Well, once we're waiting 1 second.
I thought we'd take a one-minute break and come back and wrap it up, or you want to wrap it up
no,
right now?
No, we'll take the one-minute break. Jerry Middleton is going over there as fast as he can to get a stat, so we'll take a one-minute break. We'll step away. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Glowing skin is always in at Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Formerly Magic Tan, they now have new owners. Get a new tanning experience that's also affordable. The staff at Golden Glow will help you decide your best tanning options based on your skin type. You can tan laying down or standing up, or choose spray tanning in a booth or airbrush. And Skincare by Haley is taking appointments on-site for facial and body treatments. Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Walk-ins always welcome. 801 East King Avenue, Kingsland.
The Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation offers more than dependable electrical energy at a competitive price. Quality services provided by a friendly and professional staff trained to meet all your electrical power needs, residential, commercial, or industrial. If you have questions or need information, call your marketing representative at 1-800-262-5131. Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation, owned by those we serve. A proud supporter of this year's Wildcat Football Radio broadcast.
I'll just go with
this Camden County Wildcat Football.
Stand by. Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We're back at Chris Gilman Stadium. The news not good. We went down tonight to the Columbia Eagles out of Decatur, Georgia, 13-10 in a score that is going to get heads turned across the state.
Let me give you some total for the game.
Go ahead.
Columbia rushing, 38 yards rushing, passing 124, total 152, 7 first downs, 6 penalties for 34, 13 points. Camden kind of balanced, rushing 147, passing. Oh. I was wrong.
You got brand new eyes, brother.
I know, but he's had them separated.
Okay.
All right, Camden for the game, 119. Passing, 25, total 144. First downs, 14. 5 penalties for 40 yards, 10 points. Columbia for the game, 147 rushing, 129 passing, total of 286. 14 first downs. Penalties, 10 for 79, 13 points. Thank you, Jerry.
You know, I was thinking.
I didn't know you had them separated.
I was thinking about something while you were giving the stats. Other than the Sage Roche touchdown, offensively, we could never make that one big play that we needed to make to get ourselves going and put ourselves in a rhythm. Time and opportunity again and again and again to be able to make that play, and we just couldn't make that one play to get our offense moving.
That's just what happened. It's, like I said, we was up-tempo moving the ball, then we slowed it back down, lost all the momentum we had, and it's a heartbreaker, folks. I mean, it's dead silence right now in this stadium.
Well, it's almost empty, too. Our opponent next week, the Brazikai Pirates, they have won their football game 23-13 over Andrew Jackson out of Jacksonville. That's a final now. So we will be going up to Glynn County Stadium to play the Pirates of Brazikai next week, who will be 1-0. And, of course, I would imagine most folks would expect the Pirates to – I don't know how long it's been since the Pirates. I think the Pirates won in, 2018 or so, somewhere in there, something like that. I think that they actually beat us, but all in all, for the most part, we have dominated that series. We'll have a lot of these things that plagued us tonight corrected. We got to be more physical in the offensive line, the trenches.
Yeah, but Columbia come in and won the offensive line and the defensive line most of the night.
And that's what I was going to say. Brazikai has two Division I commits on their offensive line, one going to UCF and one going to Wake Forest. So we're going to have to get better.
Yeah, either see you up there in the Brickyards or tune us in right here on KBay 106.3 or via the app.
Jason Bishop for Lawton Testing, our statistician Jerry Middleton signing off. We'll see you next week.